News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Much of the country is dealing with or bracing for severe weather, from flooding to heavy snow to the threat of tornadoes.
96 million people from Florida to Maine risked severe storms Monday. Already over the weekend, a broad and erratic patchwork of severe weather rumbling across much of the U.S., dumping heavy snow in the upper Midwest, where snowplow driver Aaron Haas, working the roads of Wisconsin, says he's not seen it this bad in a long time.
I'm looking at a pile in front of my truck right now that is as tall as the hood of my, or as tall as the roof of my truck that I stacked.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says winter is sticking around for a while.
There will be a shot of cold air across much of the eastern half of the country for the next few days.
I'm Julie Walker.
Israel has launched new attacks on Beirut and Tehran, while Dubai's airport suspended flights after an Iranian drone hit a nearby fuel tank, sparking a fire. Iran also launched missiles toward Israel earlier today. The war continues to disrupt oil shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and pushing global energy prices higher. This Atlanta motorist is feeling the impact at the gas pump.
I think they're quite expensive right now, especially for $4.87. That's a lot.
Case Western Reserve University economist Jonathan Ernest discusses the Strait of Hormuz situation.
Restricting that supply means less oil to go around, but still everybody wanting to consume about the same amount. And the way that we keep there from being a shortage is to have prices rise to even out that supply and demand.
The CEOs of the nation's top airline companies are imploring Congress to restore funding to the Department of Homeland Security and embrace a bipartisan solution to pay federal aviation workers, including TSA employees. More at townhall.com.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on WCBM with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We've had some rain overnight and then the big rain later. That heavy rain line right now is still out in the far western part of the state. So we'll keep an eye on that. But the roadway conditions are damp. There's even a little fog and mist in the area as we get underway. And a report about 15 minutes ago, there may have been a minor wreck at the ramp from I-95 southbound at the ramp onto 395. We do not see any big problem there right now. Both the tunnels are open. We're going to have a problem. State Highway is having a problem with their camera system this morning. Very few cameras online right now. We'll hope that will get corrected as the morning goes on. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert for your Monday as we're tracking strong to severe thunderstorms, especially as we get later into the afternoon and evening time. Starting off foggy this morning, so make sure to be aware as you're heading out for low visibilities. Temperatures will be warm today, but then much colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of preparedness ahead of these severe storms that could bring damaging winds, hail, and the threat of tornadoes to Maryland today. The governor directed the Department of Emergency Management to coordinate readiness efforts across state government, and the State Emergency Operations Center has been activated. Some Maryland school systems will have early dismissals today due to the threat of severe weather. Anne Arundel County Schools dismissed students 2 hours early. Schools in Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties will dismiss 3 hours early. Baltimore City public schools will close 2 hours early, and central office staff may complete the last 2 hours of their workday. The state of Maryland has declared liberal leave today from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. for Baltimore City and all counties with the exceptions of Garrett, Allegheny, and Worcester. And wind warnings are in effect at the Bay Bridge, urging caution for drivers of high-profile vehicles and other vehicles subject to the effects of high winds. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the rains came to Sarasota last night during the third inning of the Orioles game against the Yankees, washing that one out, much to the disappointment of the 8,000-plus in attendance. Tyler O'Neill, in his return to Baltimore from the WBC, had hit a 2-run single in the second. Meanwhile, a dream clash last night between the two most talented teams in the WBC. One of them was the Dominican Republic, the other was the U.S. of A. And guess who delivered?
Turns on it, sends a fly ball to right center field. Gunnar Henderson has tied it up. Mark DeRosa pushes the right button, pushing Gunnar Henderson into the lineup.
Well, it's about time. Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Gunnar's second home run in only 3 games. And the U.S. prevails over the DR 2-1 the final, sending them to the WBC final against the winner of Italy and Venezuela tonight. The NCAA unveiled its field of 68 last night, and no surprise, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, and Florida are the number one seeds. And then there's UMBC, who won the America East Conference on Saturday to earn an automatic bid, was awarded a first four game on Tuesday night. They'll take on Howard University in Dayton, Ohio. Coming up in 30 minutes, Trey Hendrickson introduced to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Monday, March 16th. 2026, I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program at this hour, a Pennsylvania bus driver quits over a MAGA hat controversy. Maryland Democrats unveil their energy bill to save you all of $12 a month. And the Maryland Senate Committee advancing a budget that is going to take $124 million away from local law enforcement. After all, our governor says public safety is priority number one. to him and the Democrats. Our top story here today, of course, a proposed state budget amendment threatening withhold funds from local law enforcement agencies if they fail to comply with the recently enacted law ending agreements with ICE. Now, Governor Wes Moore, back in February, signed emergency legislation banning Maryland law enforcement from participating in 287G agreements, ending formal partnerships that allow local agencies to facilitate the transfer of illegal aliens in their custody to ICE. The ramifications and consequences of that coming up shortly. It required agreements to wind down immediately. And then there's the Community Trust Act that was introduced by David Moonbat of Montgomery County. And that would just no cooperation whatsoever. So public safety is not priority number one for the governor or these Democrats. And the Budget and Taxation Committee Chair Guy Gazzone was also talking about the some of the projected cuts that or some of the projected revenue that we find out did not, you know, they were projected, what, $500 million from the tech tax. $500 million. In the first two quarters, they've got $35 million. They are 90% off the mark. That is not a rounding error, folks. That is a massive incompetence. But here, Gazzone talking about the $124 million that could be restricted in funds to local law enforcement.
This sort of just backs it up.
Do you foresee those funds actually being restricted?
I hope they aren't. I hope they're doing their job.
Yeah, well, they're trying to do their jobs. They're trying to protect the people of Maryland. They're trying to keep these monsters off our streets. But you've just now put another obstacle, another hurdle in the way. We'll hear from sheriffs coming up in just a second. As to the 3% tech tax, which is driving businesses out of the state, and, again, is not generating the revenue that they had projected. You know, they all like to blame the Board of Estimates. Well, again, these are the Democrats put this stuff together. Democrat staffers write these bills. And then, of course, the thing in the unknown is they never factor in what a tax does to businesses or what it does to individuals. They just think that they lay that tax out there and it's kind of freestanding. Well, that's not the case. Mackenzie Frost caught up with Gazzone to talk about the lack of revenue coming in on the tech tax.
And I know critics talked a lot about this tax potentially pushing businesses out of the state. Is that what we're seeing?
I mean, I think it's really hard to know at this point. It's early on. It always is of an issue of concern when estimates don't make their mark. I think we need to let it roll a little longer and see what we get over the next several months.
I think you need to stick a fork in it and repeal it. That's what you need to do, because $35 million over two quarters, you don't need to let it roll a little longer to know you got an absolute dud on your hands. A minority leader of the Republican, Steve Hershey, reacted to the tech tax on Friday.
We're going to put in for repeal of that. Obviously, it doesn't work. Let's show the IT industry who we're trying to create and bring to Maryland that we can remove a tax that doesn't work.
Yeah, right. Coming up, more Republican reaction. The governor weighs in on that. Well, kind of, sort of. And then we'll take a look at what the $124 million restricted to local law enforcement could do when it comes to ICE detainers. It's 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic on a foggy Monday morning. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Foggy and misty and damp, and then could be wild later, so we'll see what happens. That big line of storms, as I said at the top of the hour, still out in the western part of the state. Gusty winds, so the high-profile vehicles today on the bridges already. A lot of crosswinds, and there will be some restrictions, of course, probably later on. Single-vehicle accident may have been a broken-down vehicle, but it looks like a wreck. Southbound 95 at the ramp to northbound 395. Still very quiet through there, but just a heads up, one single vehicle involved in traffic in Harford County in Aberdeen. There's a report of a wreck on Route 22 right at the ramp at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Foggy and misty this morning. We're going to have a stay weather alert today because of strong, severe thunderstorms, possibly especially afternoon into the evening, like we had last week on a Wednesday. Remember, damaging winds, tornadoes are possible. Warm today, and then it'll be colder after the storm rolls through here. It's exact same scenario as we had last Wednesday.
Now it's a level 4.
Yeah,
which is not good.
No. So that means strong tornado conditions could...
It's only a level 5, and that's it, so we're up pretty high.
55 right now in Annapolis, 59 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. State Department has slashed the fee for Americans to formally renounce their U.S. citizenship from $2,300 to $400.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make sure they could accommodate the entire cast of The View. Get all of them out of here.
Give them a discount.
Exactly. Whoopi, Joy, Sonny, Sarah... And that faux Republican, Alyssa. Get them all out of here.
Oh, my God.
Sesame Street is suing SeaWorld for unpaid royalties, contract breaches, and brand damage.
Ooh.
They've hired the famed law firm Bert and Ernie to sue. U.S. Postal Service unveiling a new stamp collection that commemorates the lowrider.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Is that the group musical group The War, the new Postmaster General? You know, remember they did that song. According to White House insiders, President Trump's personal phone number is being sold on the black market.
No kidding.
Yeah. Apparently all the employees of McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Domino's have it.
That's right. Caller ID.
A lot of late night phone calls for food delivery, that's for sure. Medical research indicates this year's flu shot was a bust. The least effective flu vaccine in 2 decades.
Wow.
It was not the shot in the arm your doctor was hoping for, that's for sure. It's a guess, right? Every year it's a guess as to which flu strain is going to be.
Knock on wood, I haven't had the flu or anything.
No, see, it worked for you.
Yeah.
You know? According to the website Our World and Data, the most deadly animal in the world is, what do you think it is?
An
insect? Insect, besides that. I mean, that's that was deadly to you. The mosquito.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
speaking of which, I had one land on my leg. I was playing golf Saturday, a big old black mosquito, and I sent him to the promised land.
Those are big males, aren't they? It's the females that bite.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But this one was on me.
Okay.
Not for long, though.
Not for long. It wasn't was the size of a palmetto bug?
It wasn't that big, but it was
huge.
You know, these mosquitoes down here, and, you know, we've had a lot of rain the last week or so, and that was the first one I've seen out. Well, now it's gone. So.
Okay. Second deadliest is the snake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What, no bats? I would think with everything that happened in the last... I mean, they told us it came from bats, remember? They told us the bats were responsible for the CCP virus, and yet somehow they don't make the deadliest animal list.
Yeah. Where's Fauci, by the way? Where the hell is he?
Yeah. He's counting his money.
Counting his money someplace.
Yeah. Hey, David Gilmour's black Stratocaster is now the most expensive guitar ever sold. It went for $14.5 million at Christie's. He used it on every Pink Floyd album from 1970 to 1983. And guess who owned it before it just sold?
I don't know.
There was a Colts connection there.
Oh, Irsay.
Yes.
I did see that, right.
It was part of his estate of late Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay. He paid nearly $4 million for it in 2019. It sold for $14
million.
Wow. So $10 million to the good. How about that? Previously, it was Kurt Cobain's Martin D18 acoustic, which sold for $6 million. That's a big big.
Irsay had a lot of stuff. He had a lot of Beatles stuff and all kinds of things.
He was a big collector.
He was a big drinker.
Yeah. Well, that was... Was it like father, like son? You know, Bob was.
Yes, it was.
Big, yeah.
Let's share a pint together.
Yeah. Well, they won't be here for St. Paddy's Day tomorrow, that's for sure.
And they will not.
Another gold for the U.S. over Canada. Did you see this over the weekend?
I saw it.
Yep. The U.S. boys sled hockey team dominated Canada again on the ice this weekend. I think this might be the first women's hockey gold, men's hockey gold, and the Paralympic sled hockey gold as well.
Those guys are amazing. On one skate.
Yes.
Sitting on one skate.
It is really just unbelievable.
It is.
I want to congratulate them, and of course, Team USA Men's Baseball, World Baseball Classic, beat the Dominican Republic last night 2-1. Now they're going to face Italy in the finals. So hopefully,
I can't imagine Italy has a baseball team.
They do. We lost. That. We lost to them early on.
I know.
And that's because our manager is a dunce.
I've never seen a baseball diamond in Italy, I don't think.
Well, these are all Major League Baseballs of Italian heritage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that's how that works.
Okay.
All right, Chuck. Right, well, we're off and running. We'll see you in a couple.
Right,
appreciate
good.
That. 619, 19 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Republicans are saying the tech tax, it was a bad idea to begin with. They warned the Democrats. Democrats didn't listen. And now we have an absolute disaster on our hands. And here is the reaction to the tech tax from Republicans.
How was the estimate so awful?
Well, I'll tell you what, the same people who just told you that they're going to save you at least $150 a year, but boy, it's going to be so much more. 90% is more than a rounding error. You either drove the businesses out of the state, which is what we said was going to happen, or there was no business here to begin with, which seems to be, you know, contrary to Governor Moore. Position that we're the center of the tech industry, which is kind of a joke.
Yeah, I guess we aren't. I mean, that's a great point by Jason Buckle, the House Minority Leader, that you know, he keeps saying that we are the center of the tech industry. We got all this tech investment coming into the state, yet it's not raising any revenue on the 3% tech tax. So that might be a little bit of a fast and loose with the truth from our governor. We'll hear from him coming up in just a second. Got some good news for drivers in our area. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings are teamed up, no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west Baltimore. You've got a trusted shop close by. These are not new names. They've been around for a long time, serving our community for over 50 years. And nobody better knows transmissions than Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings. So if you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission, you won't avoid those dealer prices, which are very, very expensive. This is who you want to call. You'll get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations. And with free area towing and financing, they help you through a tough situation because those transmissions are. I've had one of mine replaced years ago in an old minivan, and at that time it was $1,900. Imagine what it can be now. So you want Glen Burnie? Give them a call, 888-299-0557, or go to gpd-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700. Visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions. Two legends, one strong team, serving you here in Baltimore.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour. Coming up after the 6:30 news, the Maryland Democrats on Friday introduced their emergency energy legislative package. Saving ratepayers all of $12 a month, folks. It is. This tells me, as I've said, they're vulnerable on this issue. They're desperate on this issue. They're desperate to look like they're after their policies have wreaked havoc on Maryland utility bills. They're so desperate. They're trying to, you know, they did it with the $40 rebates. Now it's $12 a month on your packet. So we'll talk about that. And coming up towards the end of the hour, a Pennsylvania bus driver is now quit over a MAGA hat controversy. Got the latest on that as well. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes with the update now, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Fog is settling in a little bit more here at both the harbor tunnels, and we can see the roadway conditions are wet and damp, but so far no major issues southbound for the traffic on 895 and 95 next door. We can see you into the area south of Keith Avenue and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The state highway cameras are having a system problem this morning, so very limited cameras working, but we did get a look at the BWD Parkway between the Arundel Mills area and 197, and so far no issues there. There was a single vehicle accident, 95 south at the ramp to 395 northbound in the city, and in Churchville, Aberdeen area, there's a wreck on Route 22 right at the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Foggy, misty this morning. Be careful. We have a stay alert weather day today, according to Fox 45. Strong, severe thunderstorms, possibly, especially later on this afternoon and this evening. Damaging winds and tornado watch is underway right now. It is going to be warmer today, but then as this cold front moves through, it's going to drop temperatures later on this evening and tomorrow as well. Right now we're looking at 49 in Ocean City, 59 in Severn, and some school announcements. We have Baltimore County, Harford County, Howard County schools all closing 3 hours early, and Arundel County, Baltimore City public schools closing 2 hours early today. So because of the impending weather. Joining us from State Highway this morning is State Highway spokesman Charlie Gishler. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
And we're doing all right. A little foggy here this morning, so folks need to slow it down a little bit, but we're concerned about the severe weather moving through the area later on this afternoon, and that could impact afternoon rush hour, right?
Yeah, we're getting some word that this is going to be a level 4 thunderstorm risk, which is really meaning it's probably going to happen during the afternoon rush hour. So we ask people just to be extra careful. If you can, maybe cut out a little bit early. Keep your eye on the weather. These storms are going to be pretty violent out there, producing a lot of rain, a lot of wind. That's going to cause trouble with trees down, wires down, signal light outages, that type of thing. So go to roads.maryland.gov. You can get the latest information if you are still at work or at home and you got to go somewhere after the storms have passed. That'll give you all the information on the state highway system.
Yeah, not to mention the visibility could be severely impacted if you get caught. I got caught in it last Wednesday coming home on 70, and there was gusting winds, and visibility was only really about 25-30 feet. So you got to be really careful.
This could be worse than last Wednesday from what we're being told.
All right, well, slow it down, stay safe, and check the weather forecast before you leave work or leave home. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right, Charlie Gesser, State Highway Administration. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, John Company. Continue to pray for our troops as we fight for liberty and freedom in the Middle East. The one thing I just want to tell you is that the big difference between the Republican Party and the other party, our Republican Party believe in freedom, we believe in responsibility, we believe in law and justice and all that. The other party simply believes in taxation, lawlessness, and everything else. We saw that example, highly, doing the State of the Union address last month, and we also saw that the other party doesn't really give I care about anybody, about humanity or individuality, their rights and freedom and so forth. So it's just recklessness versus being, responsibility and so forth. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. I think that the true threat to the United States is right now the Democrat Party. And they've proven it with this shutdown. We've had over 300 TSA agents quit. We've had a number of attempted Muslim attacks. Another one in Texas that they caught a guy, an Iraqi national, trying to go into elementary school. He was armed with a weapon. They averted that one. So, yeah, they're just really bad news. Speaking of which, the Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 tried to catch up with Governor Moore Friday at the energy press conference, and she tried to ask him about the tech tax and how it's so woefully short of projected revenues. And, he wasn't interested. Well, he is, after all, the king of transparency, right?
During the leadership energy package announcement, I tried to ask Governor Moore about the IT tax.
I have a budget overall question. Okay.
But he didn't take my question.
No. He won't take his question because, he doesn't have any answers, unless it's provided to him by his staff. I mean, we're talking about a pure, complete empty suit. Now, to this $124 million cut for local law enforcement, if they work with ICE, Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor says it's plain stupidity. It's just another stupid bill submitted by a legislator, whoever it might be, trying to gain some sort of attention. And then we learn of this Prince George's murder suspect who was found guilty of a murder back in 1987. He was picked up by ICE. They put a detainer on him, and now he's going to be deported to Jamaica. But if you can't cooperate with local law enforcement and ICE, then the convicted murderer could have been back out on the streets
streets of Prince George's County. And Sheriff Chuck Jenkins says that's causing them to really fly blind.
We will be flying blind because we'll have no idea who these people are, where they're from, and what their threats are.
Jenkins and Sheriff Giller and DeWeese, Sheriff DeWeese of Carroll County, all reacting to this, again, these restrictions and or bills that are passing in Annapolis.
And we won't know if there's a detainer on them. And at some point, they'll get back out and have to be released into the community. So what do you do with these people that are convicted of rape, murder?
Why do we continue to allow American citizens to be murdered, viciously attacked, raped at the hands of people who should not be in this country?
Before, raise your hand if you want me to bring them to your house. I'll have a deputy drop them off, and you can sit and babysit them until Annapolis figures out what to do with this stuff.
Yeah, it's funny how that never happens, isn't it? The people that are open borders, the people that don't want you working with ICE, they're not willing to put them up in their homes. Hypocrites. 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. In for Maggie this morning is Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Early school dismissals are expected today due to the threat of severe weather. In Anne Arundel County, schools will dismiss students 2 hours early. Schools in Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties dismiss 3 hours early. And Baltimore City Public Schools will close 2 hours early. Central office staff may complete the last 2 hours of the workday. Cecil County Secondary School students will be dismissed at 11, and elementary students dismissed at noon. Governor Moore declared a state of preparedness ahead of these expected storms. Emergency Management Secretary Russ Strickland says the state's planning for the possibility of hazardous conditions that includes debris, downed power lines, and travel disruptions. Two men arrested on armed robbery charges after a Saturday afternoon incident in northeast Baltimore. Police were called to the 3500 block of Tivoli Avenue around 4 p.m. after the suspects robbed victims at gunpoint and fled in a dark-colored Toyota with heavy front-end damage. At around 6:30 p.m., police in northwest Baltimore spotted the vehicle and attempted a traffic stop, but the driver took off. Foxtrot Aviation was called to track the suspects, who bailed out of the vehicle at 7 Mile Lane and Reisterstown Road. Police did catch up with the 18- and 21-year-old suspects and took them into custody. City police are investigating a weekend shooting in East Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2400 block of Garrett Avenue shortly after 9 p.m. Saturday, where they found a 58-year-old man with a gunshot wound. That victim was taken to a hospital to be treated for a non-life-threatening injury. And they ask anyone with information on the shooting to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Southwest Airlines decided to end all flights into and out of Dulles International Airport. But as part of efforts to refine the network, they will still continue at BWI Airport, which is their largest East Coast hub. Up next, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
These are the lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 911, and the pick 4 was 8163. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Traffic on 50 approaching Route 8 at Stevensville and over towards the Bay Bridge in good shape right now. One of the cameras that is working through that area in Queenstown. There's a report of a vehicle fire near the outlet mall. So heads up for that. It's going to be on 50 east of the split at US 301. We're not sure about road blockage. The camera's not nearby there, but we know that the fire department is in that area. So local traffic heads up. They're working on the wreck in Aberdeen right at the bridge at Route 22 and the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert for your Monday as we're tracking strong to severe thunderstorms, especially as we get later into the afternoon and evening time. Starting off foggy this morning, so make sure to be aware as you're heading out for low visibilities. Temperatures will be warm today, but then much colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8,000 plus showed up in Sarasota last night to watch the O's and Yanks at Ed Smith Stadium, only to be disappointed when the rains came and washed it all away. The Birds leading 2-1 in the third. The game will not be made up, and the Birds will host the Sox tonight at 6:05. Saturday afternoon, though, was bright and sunny, and Adley Rutschman took full advantage.
And you just have to play.
Oh! Adley Rutschman socks it out to deep right field, and it's going to go off the top of the wall and gone. Ward is in to score, and Rutschman will get the home run.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Rutschman's two-run shot, along with the Dylan Beavers' two-run blast, provided the Birds with juice, but the Pirates would prevail in Bradenton, Florida. 8-6 was the final. O's make an opening day decision, tabbing left-hander Trevor Rogers as their starter. It will mark the first time the Southpaw has started an opener in seven big league seasons, and it'll be the Orioles' fifth different opening day starter in five straight years. WBC last night, a lot of talent on that field between the U.S. and the Dominican Republic, and it was an Oriole making us proud.
Turns out it sends a fly ball to right center field. Gunnar Henderson has tied it up. Mark DeRosa pushes the right button, pushing Gunnar Henderson into the lineup.
Phil Davis had the call on Fox. Gunnar making DeRosa look good. 6-for-14 in three starts, two homers, four driven in. The U.S. takes care of the DR. 2-1 the final, earning a trip to the final tomorrow night. The game was the first between the nations since the U.S. ousted the DR back in 2017 when the Americans won their only WBC title. Ravens news, the team officially introducing edge rusher Trey Hendrickson on Friday, the league sack leader and defensive player of the year in 2024, explaining why Baltimore is the right place for him in 2026.
I'm in a win-now window, right? Being at my career has been phenomenal, and I've been so blessed to meet great people and win a lot of games with Drew Brees and Joe Burrow. But this opportunity to hoist the Lombardi Trophy and get into the win column and build something from the ground up is an amazing opportunity.
Sidebar here, linebacker David Ojabo leaves Baltimore for Miami. He's the 11th Raven to walk out the door. Walking in through the door and right into the field of 68 are the UMBC Retrievers, champions of the America East Conference.
The historic season will continue for the UMBC Retrievers, dancing on the March Madness for the third time in program history.
Call on ESPN2, UMBC over Vermont, 74-59. DJ Armstrong was the MVP, 9-for-11 from the field, 33 points, including a record 7 three-pointers. The Retrievers will face Howard in a first four game tomorrow night in Dayton, Ohio. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it was a great sports weekend in Baltimore.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Good to be with you. Hope you had a good weekend.
Did have a great weekend. It was a great sports weekend here in Baltimore.
It was, and I want to talk about this for a minute. There were no Ravens games, no Orioles games, but I'll tell you what there was. There was a sellout crowd at the Chesapeake Arena in Catonsville, 4,700-plus. Sean, I got to tell you, unbridled joy.
Yeah.
UMBC, huge win in front of a huge crowd. And then I was at the watch party last night where they were awarded the first four game against Howard.
Right.
That was at the El Guapo restaurant.
They get Michigan.
They win, they get Michigan.
It might be short-lived.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Back in 2018.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So that's number one. Number two, the Callum Robinson Mustang Classic at Stevenson University. 2 days, Friday and Saturday. 10 of the best teams in the country. Okay. There must have been 20,000 fans that pulled through, you know, for all the different games, all the different teams that came through. And then Saturday night at the CQ Arena in Towson, a sellout crowd for the Blast.
Yeah.
They've won eight games in a row. correct, and they are now in first place in the MASL. I mean, they were in, like, sixth place 3 weeks ago, okay? So there's a lot going on in Baltimore, and, you know, we're the city of champions, and we talked about this last week.
Right.
It's not only the Ravens and the Orioles. It's all these teams. UMBC's a champion. The Blast are a champion.
Yes.
There was championship lacrosse at the Callum Robinson Classic. This is a great sports town,
yeah.
And it's not only because we got two professional sports teams.
Yeah, it's incredible. So, congratulations. I know you were calling some of those games. I happened to drive by, so the parking lot was filled. So.
I called the game between the number one and the number two teams in the country.
Wow.
And Tufts is the number one team. They are unbelievable.
Yeah, they're usually pretty good every year.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Just as a reminder for you Democrats that your policies have consequences. They have a direct effect on people's lives, and when it comes to ICE and working with ICE to try to get illegal alien murderers and rapists and predators off the streets. Tammy Nobles is the mother of Kayla Hamilton, who was brutally murdered, strangled with a phone cord by an MS-13 gangbanger several years ago. Here's her reaction to some of what they're doing in Annapolis.
Sitting there, you know, protecting these criminals should care about the community as a whole and protect the whole community from these monsters. We need to know, you know, who's a criminal and who's not.
Yeah, she's absolutely right. And, of course, we're not saying that every illegal alien is a criminal, a monster, but they don't belong here. They've violated the laws of our country, and you have to have law and order. If you don't, you have anarchy. It's one or the other. And Democrats are the party that support anarchy. It's that simple. They're also the party. This is just amazing to me how now, all of a sudden, they've got their you-know-what in a ringer. Okay, over the energy bills. Energy bills are skyrocketing. Who said that? Oh, it was a Democrat president at one time. Barack Hussein Obama said that the energy costs would unnecessarily skyrocket under their climate change and climate control. So back in 2022, Democrat put policies in the Climate Control Act of 2022. They're not interested in clean, beautiful coal here in this state. Only a clean, green energy, blah, blah, blah. And now they have they painted themselves into a corner because ratepayers have had it. I mean, high electric bills, possibility of rolling blackouts, and that's for like months and years to come. And this piece they put out on Friday is kabuki theater. But the governor says he's ticked off.
We're pissed, and because we know more needs to be done.
Yeah, a lot more. Pardon the pun. So he's ticked. What about us opening up our bills? We're the ones that are ticked off. You think you're ticked? We're ticked in opening up these bills. Then he starts crowing about how he's going to save ratepayers from these skyrocketing bills.
And this is one of the most meaningful and comprehensive acts that this state has taken to address this issue.
Really? Well, first off, is the there's something that Republicans have been saying: get rid of the Empower Act. That is not needed. It's a waste of a fee on the bill. So, but you know, Democrats, they don't like to eliminate taxes. They like to kind of shift things around, and but it's a shell game that they play.
We didn't get rid of it. We didn't cancel it. We didn't fully pause it. What we said was, for the next 3-year cycle, we're going to sort of lower the goals a little bit.
The cost savings?
It provides Maryland ratepayers at least $150 in annual savings.
We know that this is going to save the people of Maryland hundreds of dollars.
Wow, wait a minute. Speaker Pena Melnick says it's going to save you $150 a year. Do the math. That's $12.50 a month. Your bills are going up by hundreds of dollars. And the Democrats, because they got to do something, they're panicking, they're desperate. Are you listening, gubernatorial candidates? This is the issue. You got to hammer this home every freaking day. They're going to send us, and by the way, this is our own money anyway, that they're sending back to us. It's just amazing. They take it out of one pocket, give it another. All right, we've got more reaction to the energy package that the Democrats have hastily put together on Friday. We'll get that in just a second. 6:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
City police say there is a wreck. We'll never see it because the cameras don't work. Northbound JFX in the area of Northern Parkway. So if you're coming up from Cold Spring Lane, coming out towards the city-county line, might be a single vehicle accident there. On the northbound side, some fog and some mist, and the roadway conditions are wet. We're filling in quickly on the Beltway now at Hartford Road and coming down the west side, not quite back to 795, almost, it'll be there shortly.
from 795 down through Frederick Road. Both the tunnels are open and now getting busy, and the roadway conditions, again, are a little bit damp, and it's beginning to slow both on 95 and 895, especially here in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. One other new accident in the city, downtown at Lombard at President, and also in Aberdeen, the wreck right there on Route 22 on Churchville Road, right at the ramp and the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, foggy, misty this morning, and then a stay weather alert day today. Strong, severe thunderstorms, possibly, especially this afternoon into evening, damaging winds. We have tornado conditions possible. Level 4 is what they are saying. Mm-hmm. And that that warm front that we have right now is going to we'll have temperatures drop as this cold front comes through, causing these violent thunderstorms. Right now it's 58 and a wind advisory in the city, 58 and a coastal flood watch in Pasadena. Time for some, well, we head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world public service. For our listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
You look like a typical low-life character to me.
Nice. By the way, did you see the snow that fell yesterday in Green Bay?
No, I did not. 2 feet of snow.
And a blizzard on top of that.
Well, that's not unusual in Green Bay.
No, yeah. But they can have it.
Yeah, I remember when I was out in Colorado, we'd get snow in June.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
You know, when I was a kid, we were talking about, you know, Easter's coming right up. Palm Sunday, I think I might have been about 10 years old, and it snowed about 6 inches on Palm Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. There was. We had a blizzard in March, too, years ago.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah.
So you never know. We're not out of the woods yet. Spring is this Friday, but we just don't know. Shake Shack is offering their limited time mix and match deal for all their Korean style menu items. So it's buy one, get one free. The K-Shack fried chicken sandwich, K-Shack barbecue burger, spicy barbecue fries, fried chicken bites, and much, much more. It's a Korean style menu. Panda Express launching a new dynamite sweet and sour chicken. Wow.
I like
that. Spiciest dish to date. So that'd be good at Panda Express if you like that. Krispy Kreme's St. Patrick's Day donuts have arrived just in time for the big day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And you can get them right now. The Shooting Shamrock Donut, the Over the Rainbow Donut, the Plaid Party Donut, or the Chocolate Iced with St. Patrick's Sprinkles Donut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And you get a 13-cent original glazed dozen deal at participating locations, available in person or online for pickup. Just use the promo code 13 if that's what floats your boat. So good stuff. And by the way, Westminster's getting a first taste of Nothing Bundt Cakes up in Carroll County. If you like those kinds of Bundt Cakes, they're pretty good.
Yeah, we have one of those here.
Yeah. Pasadena restaurant Anthony's is opening after nearly being closed for 3 years. So that's good news for folks in Pasadena looking for a new restaurant. But sad news, Tawny Town Pizza Hut is closing up shop.
Oh.
So we have to go somewhere else for your Pizza Hut, I guess. You know, there. So it's tough. The food business is a tough business. It really is.
It is.
You know, get,
a lot
your,
of options.
Yeah, your margins are for a profit are very small, and then you got a bunch of other
can't
stuff.
Can't get
going.
People to work.
Yep, exactly. That's part of the problem now, especially after COVID.
Right.
You couldn't get people out.
Right.
All right, Chuck.
Wreck, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Westbound Route 100 approaching Camp Meade Road at 170. So that's right after I-97. We'll keep an eye on that.
Sounds good. We'll see you in a couple minutes at 647. You're listed Casey and Company, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to comment or contribute here to the program, you can email us am680 at WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Dollar Bill Ferguson was talking about the shift of money in the Empower program. Once again, they're not cutting it or eliminating it. They're just going to shift things around.
So the $100 million that was an instant rebate plan was shifted to pay down the Empower program so that it would reduce the Empower line item charge for individual Marylanders.
How long will it take for customers to see that reflected on their energy bills? Will it be an immediate thing after the passage of this legislation, or will it be something that takes some time?
It will be relatively immediate. So my hope is that by the summer we will see all of these changes in place.
Yeah, well, again, that's just shifting money around. That's what they do in Annapolis. And Republicans have been warning for years about these skyrocketing, depending all on green, clean energy, not having enough energy generation of our own. And they reacted to the bill press conference on Friday.
They are giving the ratepayers back their own money. This is your own money, ratepayers. This is your own. All they're giving it back to, and they're giving you back crumbs of your own money.
I think it's outrageous. I think it's a slap in the face. And I think, again, for a struggling family that's bills have gone up hundreds of dollars, to have the supermajority's plan to save them $12 a month is a slap in the face.
We're all going to support any kind of ratepayer relief we can reasonably, but the cost of a Big Mac is not going to change when Maryland's energy prices have gone up almost 50% since 2020.
Yeah, and that's the truth right there. These high rates, and whether you blame it on supply or distribution or policies. But Fox 45's Jessica Babb was trying to pin down the Democrats on just how much savings are they promising in this package.
Based off what you said, will this save customers hundreds of dollars or $150? And where is the rest of that cost savings coming from?
This is going to save Marylanders hundreds of dollars.
But how do you arrive at the rest of that cost savings?
I think by having more projects that are coming online and by increasing supply, that is actually how you can help to drive down costs. For so much of this,
we'll also have a savings on rates. We're also looking at changes to net energy metering, which will have a savings on rates.
Yeah, but I looked at the bill. There's nothing in there about clean, beautiful coal. There's nothing in there about natural gas or even nuclear. It's local clean energy generation. And Republicans are saying it's Democrat policies that have brought us to this point.
At the end of the day, you know, we feel that the problems that we have with rising energy costs are strictly due to the policies that have been created in Annapolis.
We're going to have amendments. We're going to have policies that are going to come up over the next weeks on the bill to increase, to include nuclear in the renewable portfolio standard. Standard Tier 1, and to increase and incentivize natural gas facility construction here in Maryland. Because if we don't get more generation in Maryland, we have a lifetime supply and demand problem. It's not going to get better.
Yeah, bingo. That is the problem, and it shows you that the Democrats had to marshal their forces last minute, some kind of last-ditch, desperate effort. This is sort of a Hail Mary pass for the Democrats before the session is over, because now we're just about a month away, and they're trying desperately to hang on here. But I think if Republicans are smart, they would continue to, take advantage of these opportunities and these vulnerabilities. Town Appliance, Reisterstown Road, right off Owings Mills. They're the one-stop shop for all your appliance needs, competitive pricing, five-star service. They want you really to be a customer for life, and you can, whether you're in the market for just a single appliance or maybe you're looking for an entire kitchen upgrade, whatever it is, you can see it all on display. There are 70 different brands on display at Town Appliance. Go see Mayor, both guys named Mayor, run the place, and tell them I told you to stop in. That's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
The Baltimore County Council passed legislation tying their pensions to future salaries, which in some cases would nearly double their pensions. The legislation was done without regard for Baltimore County taxpayers. All three Democrats currently running for county executive supported this outrageous money grab until the citizens of Baltimore County found out. Now the council is in full retreat, not because they thought the pension raise was wrong, but because they got caught. Baltimore County taxpayers already pay too much in taxes, yet the money grab continues. To make it even worse, the county executive was talking about potential tax increases. The pension increase was a terrible idea. The proposed doubling of council member salaries is a terrible idea. It is time taxpayers came first. If the current Baltimore County Council wants to do the right thing, they should immediately repeal the pension increase and freeze council member salaries at current levels.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Update now on this foggy, misty morning with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like there's a wreck now on the Beltway on the inner loop, and looking down through the fog, it looks like they're in the left-hand lane for the traffic coming over from York Road and through that area. So we're looking at some lane blockage and a very quick delay already. The outer loop coming over from Providence Road, heads up for that as well. You'll probably get a visual on that as you're coming through the area. So again, if you're traveling from York Road, you're heading over towards Delaney Valley Road. That's the new problem there on the top side. There's just enough fog and enough moisture that the roadway conditions are wet. So we'll keep an eye on this. It looks like now they may be, I see the police car is trying to get more over to the right side of the roadway at Delaney Valley Road. So this is changing as we speak, trying to get the vehicles off the roadway. In the city, report of an accident northbound JFX near the ramp at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, foggy, misty this morning. Stay weather alert day today because of a level 4 thunderstorm watch. We're talking about very strong, severe thunderstorms are possible, especially during the later afternoon, evening hours, similar to last Wednesday, but this one could be even stronger. Damaging winds, conditions for tornadoes would be possible. Warm front coming through. Actually, we have a warm front now. Cold front coming through is what's going to bring these violent storms and then cool things down after the storm is out of here. Right now, wind advisory 58 in the Dundalk, 59 in Millersville. Well, there's a retired Baltimore County police officer. His name is Dave Bonhoff, and he is living in Pennsylvania now, and he drives a bus for the Littlestown Area School District in Adams County, Pennsylvania. And Dave wears his MAGA hat. While he's driving the bus on a regular basis. Well, apparently, from what I understand from the story, one of the students was offended or upset at the MAGA hat, triggered probably the young child of a bunch of, wild-eyed lefties that have indoctrinated their child into this little snowflake that can't, take a look at a hat and just ignore it or whatever. So apparently he has now quit his job because the company that he works for, they were all going to give him a different hat. And he says, no, I want to wear the MAGA hat. What he should have done, because he quit, what I think he should have done is he should have made them fire him. Because now you got a lawsuit. Now you have a First Amendment lawsuit, and you could silence these free speech bullies once and for all. But for Dave, he said it wasn't really a political thing wearing the hat. He just loves his country.
I think that saying that this hat is political is absurd. It's patriotic.
Yeah. Make America. It's like President Trump has said, make America great again. Who's opposed to that? Who's opposed to making America great again? And, of course, the left goes, oh, you want to bring back slavery and Jim Crow. No, the Democrat Party might want to do that, but the rest of us don't. We want America to be first. We want to be able to make things, build things, put ourselves first, improve the economy and get out of this global, this trap that has been set for us by the globalists and the elitists. That's what it's all about. And a reporter asking Dave if things would have been different, and could he see the point of the MAGA hat being a little bit controversial, and here is what Dave had to say.
There's nothing in this hat that says anything about partisanship.
What do you say to people who may argue that the hat is pretty synonymous with President Donald Trump, a political figure?
I would say that they're incorrect. I would say that making America great is what we should all strive to be. Anybody who doesn't want America to prosper, I take issue with them.
I think about that. So the statement is make America great again. And it has been associated with Donald Trump and with the MAGA movement. It's not, I don't believe in it's the least bit offensive, but this is what you have. You got this TDS, this Trump derangement syndrome. And unfortunately it's being passed on to children now on school buses. So Dave says he got a call from his boss telling him he could no longer wear the hat while driving the bus.
I get a phone call from my boss at Christ Transportation, and she contacts me and says, hey, listen, I'm going to buy you a hat, an American flag hat, because, the school district has deemed that they don't want you to wear the Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah, so he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to change the hat. I'm not going to wear the hat, the replacement hat. Instead, he walked away from his job just before the afternoon drop-off. And that's his prerogative. He can certainly do that. But I think you probably should have made either the bus transportation company fire you or make the school district do it. because then we got even more attention. Might have been a national. Bonhoff also said that phrase has been used by Republican and Democrat presidents during their times in office, and he's right about that, because we played the audio of both the President Reagan and President Bill Clinton. So you've had multiple Republican and Democrat presidents use this phrase in the past, this is just now more of the the left being said. Doug Mastriano, who ran for governor last time out in Pennsylvania, released a statement addressing the former school bus driver. He said the treatment of Little Sound bus driver Dave Bonhoff should outrage every Pennsylvanian who believes in liberty, fairness, and the constitutional freedoms that define our nation. But no, we've got the left. The left is constantly bullying what we can say, what we can do. And I understand Dave not wanting to be mired in controversy, but if you get a chance and you get to stick it to the left, this would be a great opportunity to do so. Don't forget, Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Up next, the Sandbound protest held outside Baltimore County Police Headquarters over the weekend.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel is reporting damage in central areas after Iran launched more missiles earlier today. We've all seen the higher gas prices sparked by the war, and they won't be coming down right away.
AAA says the average price of a gallon of gas is about $3.60 a gallon. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Energy Secretary Chris Wright says Americans will feel the impact of energy supplies being cut off from the Strait of Hormuz for a few more weeks.
It is a short-term disruption in the flow of energy. Americans are feeling it right now. Americans will feel it for a few more weeks.
But Wright believes the war could be over in a matter of weeks and thinks there's a good chance the price of gas will be below $3 a gallon by the start of the summer travel season. This Atlanta resident says she's feeling the impact of higher prices.
I think they're quite expensive right now, especially for $4.87. That's a lot.
Oil prices have reached $100 a barrel, and analysts have said if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, prices could jump to $150 a barrel. I'm Mike Hempen.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says there's lots of extreme weather hitting the U.S. right now.
We've got the blizzard moving across portions of the Midwest, of the Great Lakes, severe weather risk across from the Mississippi Valley into the Mid-Atlantic, and then the well above normal temperatures across a lot of the West. Different varying levels of hazardous weather, but a lot of areas are seeing, weather that is on the anomalous side for mid-March.
A tornado watch is in effect for the greater Washington, D.C. area. Public schools are closing early in the region. Congress has canceled all votes for the day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on WCBM with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Back up on the Beltway now begins before York Road. It's going to back up very quickly back to Charles Street. The wreck is after Delaney Valley Road. And the last time we saw the trooper in that area, he was trying to get over to the right side. So this may be on the shoulder, but the impact is already there. And with the fog and the light rain, we're backed up very quickly. Eventually, if it stays like it is now, to go back over almost towards I-83. And again, the fog and the weather, definitely a problem. Some delays now, heavier traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. Looking at the Bay Bridge right here, leaving Stevensville, the visibility is good. And then you get over onto the west side and work your way over towards the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97, and then you'll have some fog in that area as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert for your Monday as we're tracking strong to severe thunderstorms, especially as we get later into the afternoon and evening time. Starting off foggy this morning, so make sure to be aware as you're heading out for low visibilities. Temperatures will be warm today, but then much colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a weekend shooting in East Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2400 block of Garrett Avenue shortly after 9 p.m. Saturday, where they found a 58-year-old man with a gunshot wound. That victim was taken to a hospital to be treated for a non-life-threatening injury. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. The family of Henrietta Lacks has settled its lawsuit against generic drug maker Viatris, ending another legal fight over the use of Lacks' cells for research. The settlement is part of a series of legal actions by Lacks' estate seeking compensation for the use of her cells without consent. Governor Wes Moore has directed the Department of Emergency Management to coordinate readiness efforts across state government, and the State Emergency Operations Center has been activated ahead of expected severe storms. Some Maryland school systems will have early dismissals today due to that threat of severe weather. Anne Arundel County and Baltimore City public schools dismiss students 2 hours early. Schools in Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties will dismiss 3 hours early. Maryland state government liberal leave policy is in effect. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
If you're ready to move more this season, walk farther, exercise stronger, stay motivated for spring activities, but your stamina isn't keeping up, listen closely. Rescue Orsine is formulated to help you feel energized and stay active without the caffeine jitters. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code MYENERGY. Your body runs on ATP. The natural energy powers every muscle, every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down along with endurance and recovery. Rescue Orsine features research-backed ingredients that support ATP production at the cellular level, helping you power through workouts. Get outside more and stay consistent with your fitness goals. Just go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY to buy one bottle of Orsine to get one free. Or you can call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to spring forward with lasting energy. Shop Orsine at res-q.com with code MYENERGY.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Unbridled joy at UMBC on Saturday as the Retrievers men's basketball team punch their ticket to the NCAAs.
Armstrong, step back three. Come on! From downtown!
Call on ESPN2, UMBC senior guard DJ Armstrong on fire. 7 3-pointers, including 5 in the second half. 33 points in all. UMBC beats Vermont 74-59 and earns a first 4 game tomorrow night against Howard University in Dayton. The winner will take on number 1 seed Michigan in Buffalo on Thursday night. And Maryland women's hoops has earned the number 5 seed in the NCAA tournament and will take on number 12 seed Murray State Friday at 3 p.m. in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The women earning their 16th straight NCAA tournament bid, and their 22nd under head coach Brenda Freeze in her 24 seasons at College Park. Ravens news, the team introducing edge rusher Trey Hendrickson on Friday. Head coach Jesse Minter was there and explained a key reason why Hendrickson is here.
One of the things that stood out to me since 2021, Trey is second in the NFL in fourth quarter sacks. There was a point in time this year where he was actually first. He missed a little bit of time. and Hunter ended up passing him up.
Minter talking about Danielle Hunter of the Texans. Losing fourth quarter leads has, of course, been a problem for Baltimore over the last few years. O's and Yanks rained out last night in Sarasota. Game was canceled. They'll host the Red Sox tonight at 6:05 with Kyle Bradish on the hill. Coming up in 30 minutes, the USA aiming for baseball supremacy. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. You can email us am680 at WCVM.com. Text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour here on the program, the Save America Act will head to the Senate floor this week. What are its chances of passing? Now we'll take a look at Perry Hall's stabbing, which was on Friday. No charges filed as of yet. Top story here today is the protest that was held outside the Baltimore Police Headquarters in their parking lot, which is a first, over on Friday, over the death of Sam Brown. He is the motorist who was found asleep behind the wheel of his car last month. At a stoplight around 3:30 in the morning, Officer Derek Hadel was able to, obviously arouse Mr. Brown. And the first mistake I think Sam Brown made was getting out of the car. When you ignore police and you get out of the car like that, that could be perceived as a threat, and indeed it was. Because you can see on the body cam footage, Mr. Brown advancing. He was agitated. He looked, angry. Police officer has to evaluate that. And what is this guy's intent? Does he have a weapon on him? You have no idea what you're walking into. So you can see as he was advancing towards the officer puts his hand out to keep a cushion, did not strike him. Just put his hand out to, look, you stay there, type of thing, and told him to get in the car. Mr. Brown did not comply with a lawful order to get back in the car. At that point, Mr. Brown swipes at the officer's hand, then the officer, at that point, perceived that as a threat. He perceived that as a physical threat to the officer and an assault. And he hit back, and when he did, Mr. Brown fell to the ground. Unfortunately, he hit his head on the pavement and then died 3 days later from a permanent brain damage from hitting his head directly on the pavement. And on a couple of occasions, Mr. Brown he could still be alive if he'd stayed in the car, as he was asked to do, if he had stopped his advance and got back in the car, as he was ordered to do by the officer, and number three, if he did not physically swipe or attack the officer. So I don't know what was going on with him at the time. I don't know if he was extremely tired or if there was something in his system that caused him to fall asleep at 3:30 in the morning at an intersection, which poses a public safety threat. But as you imagine, the Brown family not happy. And there were some questions about why the officer's body cam camera footage wasn't turned on sooner. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe he tried to turn it on and it wasn't operable. Maybe he forgot to turn it on and then turned it on once the exchange began. But there was a protest held at Baltimore County Police Headquarters. And normally that's held on the public sidewalk. This one, they were allowed to go inside the police parking lot.
Officer Derek Hadel, to all you officers out there, he took the illegal option. So why is Officer Derek Hadel not fired and on administrative leave for committing manslaughter?
Yeah. So they want him fired. They want him arrested. It's being investigated right now by Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown. So that officer's on administrative leave while the investigation goes forward. But there's nothing that I saw, and I'm not a trained police officer or an expert, but there's nothing that I saw in that video that would basically justify the arrest of that officer. You had an agitated man, may or may not have been on something, advancing quickly towards the officer, told to get back in the car. He ignored the lawful orders, then swiped at the officer's hand in a physical assault. The officer then defending himself. Hit back, and unfortunately, the man fell and hit his head. 7:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the interloop through Towson with the fog and the mist and the wet streets, and then a wreck on the interloop after Delaney Valley Road. Again, it's around the curve, so we don't see it in the camera shot, but we do see the impact. Traffic is moving, but it's just basically crawling because a trooper was in that area as well with his flashing lights on. So we're still backed up to just beyond the bridge at York Road. That delay continues. The outer loop is slow, leaving Parkville into Towson, and then the west side off and on so far this morning with the fog and the rain and the heavy traffic. Now it's just basically crawling right here as it's crossing Liberty Road, and it's that way all the way down. I'm going to change the camera here. It's crossing now at Route 40 with the lanes open, and then the pace is not bad from Frederick Road down the hill towards 95. Really surprising that it's not backed up really much at all this morning, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. 95 south, right at 395, there's a police car there. I don't know if he's backing up a stalled vehicle on the right side, but it's on the right shoulder as you're moving right at the interchange at 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, foggy and misty this morning. Stay weather alert today. Strong severe thunderstorms possible, especially afternoon and evening. Damaging winds and maybe tornado conditions like we had last Wednesday. It could even be worse. It's level 4 today. So after the storm rolls through here, we're going to have some colder temperatures for a while. Right now, 58 in the Middle River, and it's 59 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, so over the weekend, the president ordered a strike on Karg Island. That is the massive little piece of, it's a small island, but that's where most of the oil is basically, gathered and then exported out of Iran through the Strait of Hormuz to China and elsewhere. He says, so moments ago, my direction, U.S. Central Command executed one of the most powerful bombing raids in the history of the Middle East and totally obliterated every military target in Iran's crown jewel, Karg Island. And he went on to say that I have chosen not to wipe out the oil infrastructure on the island. However, should Iran or anyone else do anything to interfere with the free and safe passage of ships in the Strait of Hormuz, I will immediately reconsider this decision. Why is that important? Well, because this is Iran's cash flow. This is worth $50 billion a year to Iran. And if you take out their ability to get their oil to market, they're bankrupt. They're going to be and they'll go through a depression. And economically, that certainly would hurt the people of Iran, but eventually, I think, spell the end of the murder mullahs of Iran. You know, ironically, in a 1988 interview 38 years ago, President Trump said this about Iran, quote, I'd be harsh on Iran. They've been beating us psychologically, making us look like a bunch of fools. One bullet shot at one of our men or ships, I'd do a number on Karg Island. I'd go in and take it. End of quote. So that was 38 years ago. He recognized Karg Island as a crucial point. And the president declared victory in Iran, but saying many countries should send warships to the Strait of Hormuz, urging China, France, Japan, South Korea, the UK, and others to send ships as the U.S. continues to bomb the hell out of the shoreline. And he says they warned NATO they face a very bad future if the allies fail to help the United States in dealing with Iran. And then he was asked over the weekend as to what is his definition of unconditional surrender.
Or whether they're
Yeah, indeed, they were powerful. And again, Iran still has some ballistic missile launchers and a few missiles left, enough to, you know, cause problems for Israel and some of their neighbors. But again, I think within a few weeks, all of that is going to be completely gone. And it is just a matter of time. As to the energy prices, right now, $105 a barrel. Iran wants to take it to $200 a barrel. President Trump is never going to let it get to that point. But he says this is a short-term pain for long-term gain.
We're going to see a very big decrease in the price of gasoline, gas, anything having to do with energy, as soon as this is ended.
And also, as far as the thing that's been doing the most damage from Iran are the drones, they're starting to get a better handle on that as well.
The drones are way down. They're down to about 20% of what they had. Still have some. They're pretty tough. But the drones are down, and we're starting hitting, as of yesterday, we're hitting places where they manufacture the drones.
So a lot of, you know, again, Iran tried this rumor. And by the way, there's a lot of, and I've never seen it this bad, there's a lot of AI and fake news videos out there online. You got to be real careful because some of it looks really authentic and it's not. So a lot of people are sharing all sorts of stuff with me about the Abraham Lincoln, our aircraft carrier was hit, caught on fire. Totally fake. Totally AI. It's sad that people are doing that. But that's the social media for you today. You just don't know what is authentic unless it's coming from a reputable source. So the stuff you see from Joe Blow on X and some of the social media, be very careful on that. If it's coming from U.S. Central Command or if it's coming from a reliable source, it's entirely different. All right, 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour. That's the way it went down. 421 days in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
We're talking about our good buddy Vinny Steele and your Homestead Guarantee Realtor as we move into the spring selling season. For, you know, spring arrives here on Friday, and you know, you may have waited a little bit too late if you're thinking about selling your home. But you know, again, better late than never, right? So if you're thinking about selling your home, you want to sell it this spring because this is the peak season, then call Vinny and one of his agents will come out, take a look at your home, evaluate it. See what kind of staging and or repairs are needed. And you'll discuss asking price and the time in which you want to sell the home. And once you agree on both of those and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's that simple. It's a guarantee because of the 13,000 buyers that he has in his database that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home even before it hits the open market or MLS. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And or you can go to VinnySteele.com and make your appointment and have them come out and see your home today so you can get that on the market and sell it quickly. It usually happens within days, you know, maybe a week, and your home is not going to languish in the market for months, that is for sure. Remember the name, Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
So brake lights on 895 now southbound, but nothing major. It's still right around 5 minutes at the most at this point. And the traffic is going into the tunnel, 95 next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are open and we're under 5 minutes there. That broken down vehicle was on the right side of 95 south at Camden Yards at 395 still there, but there's really no impact at all. Beltway still slowing. The wreck was confirmed on the shoulder on the inner loop at Delaney Valley Road, actually after Delaney Valley Road. The backup is still going back, not quite to Charles Street, but almost there. So it's slow through Towson. Then as you start down the hill from Providence Road, it gets better. The outer loop is slowing from Harford Road. And the west side with the fog and the light rain and the heavy traffic, 795 finally getting better after you clear the bridge at Frederick Road. And then the southwest side of the Beltway, at least to this point, still in good shape right at 295 crossing the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast, a little foggy and misty this morning, and then a state weather alert warning today as strong severe thunderstorms could roll through here later this afternoon or evening, some with level 4 conditions with violent thunderstorms. So heavy, gusty winds, heavy downpours. Perhaps even tornado conditions like we had last Wednesday. And then we have a cold front moving through to drop the temperatures. Right now, 59 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, 57 in Stephensville. We're talking about the protest at the Baltimore County Police Headquarters this past Friday. Of course, Billy Murphy was there and the widow. They're looking for a payout. They're looking for some money from Baltimore County Police.
That is the exact opposite of what we're trying to train police to do today.
Yeah, well, he's a good attorney. He's very good at what he does as far as attorney goes, but I'm not sure he's what his expertise is in law enforcement. I don't think he's ever been a police officer. I don't think he's had anybody in his firm. I could be wrong, but I just think that this is just stirring the pot. That's all it is. Trying to look for some kind of lawsuit and or settlement. Trying to put pressure on the attorney general to come back with some kind of ruling that this was a bad incident on the part of the officer. And as I said, I've seen the video, and it's unfortunate. It's tragic when anybody has lost their life. But the big question here is who authorized it to be on the parking lot of the Baltimore County Police Headquarters? That is not considered public property. The sidewalk is, yeah, absolutely. I got an email from a police officer, and he said that an email went out restricting employees from parking on the top portion of the lot facing Joppa Road. Employees were made to park elsewhere on the lot to let these protesters have access to the parking lot. Other members who could telework were told to work from home. And this was done so this attorney and his crew could protest against the officer from Woodlawn who arrested a subject who swatted at him. An officer knocked him to the ground and arrested him. The protesters walked in and out of the headquarters using the bathrooms during the protest. I'd like to know who gave the go-ahead for this parking restricting protest. This is a first, according to my source. Any other protests in the past were always done on public sidewalks. Our parking lot was never restricted or open to any protests. These protesters had access to the license plate numbers of officers' vehicles. Not a good idea. So I don't know who put this order out, whether it was Chief McCullough or whether it was somebody on the county council, perhaps somebody who has county executive ambitions. I don't know. Someone from the chief or the executive branch of the county executive or county must have given the okay for this protest, because otherwise they would have shut it down. You stay on the sidewalk. You don't have access to the parking lot. And the FOP of the president of FOP 4, Doug Jess, said he had some concerns.
My concerns would be that by having it at police headquarters, you would bring in issues of officers' safety, the morale of the police department, especially those working at the building.
Yeah. So basically the message you're sending to police officers working in the building, we're going to throw you under the bus. If this happens to you, you're going right under the bus. We'll let them come right up to the to the gates of the place if you want. So this is just, again, there's a way to do this. There's a way to do it properly. By the way, Doug Jess, who, again, president of FOP4, saying it from what he saw, he believes that that officer acted within his training with the proper protocols.
I understand that there was a loss of life, and that is absolutely tragic. The tragedy that was the result. In my opinion, from what I've seen of the video and my experience in training on the job, the officer acted within the training that we provide for that type of situation.
All right. So if you've seen the video and you'd like to comment, you can certainly do that. Or if who do you think made this call to allow protesters to occupy a police headquarters parking lot where he had access to tag numbers? Not a very, very bad idea. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Rescue Natural Supplements, they're all natural, no side effects, and the omega-3s are essential fatty acids that I think everybody should be taking. I think there's a recent study that said 90% of us out there do not have enough or deficient in omega-3s, and the best way to do that is use the most powerful, potent, and pure omega-3s in the market today from Rescue to supplement your diet. And again, these are essential for chronic inflammation, for reducing triglycerides and lowering cholesterol. They're great for mood. They're also great for skin tone. They do a lot of wonderful things. We just don't eat enough of them in our diet. So call today, buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50, OMEGA50, OMEGA50 to buy one, get one free of any one of the, in the entire line of our omega-3s. We have large capsules, small capsules, liquid form, you name it. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log on to RES-Q.com and use the coupon code OMEGA50. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, in for Maggie Hunter, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Maryland officials are urging weather readiness today. Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of preparedness ahead of expected severe storms. Emergency Management Secretary Russ Strickland says the state is planning for the possibility of hazardous conditions to include debris, down power lines, and travel disruptions. Due to the weather threat, Anne Arundel County and Baltimore City Public Schools will dismiss students 2 hours early, and schools in Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties will dismiss 3 hours early. Two men have been arrested on armed robbery charges after a Saturday afternoon incident in northeast Baltimore. Police were called to the 3500 block of Tivoli Avenue around 4 p.m. after the suspects robbed victims at gunpoint and fled in a dark-colored Toyota with heavy front-end damage. At around 6:30 p.m., police in northwest Baltimore spotted the vehicle and attempted a traffic stop, but the driver took off. The Foxtrot Aviation Unit was called to track the suspects, who bailed out of the vehicle at 7 Mile Lane and Reisterstown Road. Police caught up with the 18 and 21-year-old suspects and took them into custody. Southwest Airlines has decided to end all flights into and out of Dulles International Airport. The airline said the decision's part of an ongoing effort to refine its network. The company plans to continue offering service from Reagan National and Baltimore Washington International. BWI Airport is Southwest's largest hub on the East Coast. That change takes effect in June. And Maryland State Police say enhanced efforts focusing on aggressive, distracted, and impaired drivers continue across the state through Tuesday as revelers celebrate St. Patrick's Day. There are increased saturation patrols on roadways with high numbers of DUI incidents. Up next, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Here are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 911, and the pick 4 was 8163. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
There's some fog at the Severn River Bridge, but the pace is still good on 50 westbound through there, and there's no backup right now at I-97 at Route 32, and then the Bay Bridge right here at Route 8 at Stevensville on the east side of the bridge. No fog. The roadway conditions are wet, but again, all three lanes are open, two lanes eastbound, and no major problems there. We still have delays on the Beltway. The wreck was on the shoulder inner loop after Delaney Valley Road. Delays coming east through Towson, getting better after Providence Road. Heavy fog and a lot of slow traffic on the Beltway. But then again, you go down to the BW Parkway at Arundel Mills, down to Route 32. No fog. Traffic is moderate there. And the northbound side is slowing. And 295, you'll have your backup. Pretty much the normal delay on the Parkway northbound at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert for your Monday as we're tracking strong to severe thunderstorms, especially as we get later into the afternoon and evening time. Starting off foggy this morning, so make sure to be aware as you're heading out for low visibilities. Temperatures will be warm today, but then much colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Remember last week when Team USA was facing a looming failure at the World Baseball Classic? Well, that was yesterday's news.
Fly ball to right center field. Gunnar Henderson has tied it up. Mark DeRosa pushes the right button, pushing Gunnar Henderson into the lineup.
And Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Gunnar's second home run in only three games. Roman Anthony also homered, and Paul Skeens was brilliant. 4 1/3 of one-run baseball. Team USA on the cusp now. 2-1 over the Dominican Republic last night. They'll face the Italy-Venezuela winner tomorrow night for the WBC championship. It wasn't easy, and it wasn't pretty, but sometimes that's how the sausage is made. This time, though, talking about the Ravens' roundabout way of acquiring edge rusher Trey Hendrickson. 4 years, $112 million. The former Bengal loves the division.
When you're playing in the AFC North, and this division specifically, it's tough. And that was almost more exciting as to stay in the North. It's gritty football, and it's the type of football I like to play. And
UMBC men's basketball back in the NCAA tournament, winners of the America East Conference, 74-59 over Vermont at a sold-out Chesapeake Arena in Catonsville. America East Coach of the Year Jim Ferry on his Retrievers in the postgame.
What a rewarding season that we've had. Because of these guys, all of these guys, the makeup of this group, the unselfishness, the character, we never had a bad day. Never.
UMBC will open on Tuesday night in Dayton, Ohio, against Howard University in a first four game. Winner goes to Buffalo and takes on number one seed Michigan, who lost to Purdue yesterday, by the way, in the Big Ten final. The 10-time division champion Baltimore Blast were in action Saturday night in front of the largest crowd of the year at CQ Arena.
Back for Nascimento, he's got some space. Marco in, Marco shoots, he scores!
Paul Mittermeier had the call on MASL TV. Blast outscoring the Stars 7-1 in the second. Win going away, 10-4 the final. Their eighth win in a row, moving 1 point ahead of San Diego and into first place. Goalkeeper Julian Rodriguez with 14 saves, earning his league-leading 12th win of the season. On the other side, the Caps' playoff chances dealt a serious blow. Saturday night, a 3-2 shootout loss to the Bruins. And finally, golf. The Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass. Cameron Young birdies 17 and watches Matt Fitzpatrick blow an 8-footer for par to win it on 18. Young wins the Players' Championship in Ponte Verde, Florida. The time now is 7:37 when we return, CBS Sports ignoring a conflict of interest.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
This is pretty unbelievable that CBS Sports would allow this. Last night, the selection show,
right,
where they selected and told you about the 68 teams for the NCAA. Bruce Pearl, the former Auburn head basketball coach, was on the panel. He was one of the analysts talking about the teams as they were being revealed.
Right.
And, you know, Bruce Pearl was the is a famous head basketball coach. He coached at Auburn for years, got them to the Final Four, etc. And he's still on the Auburn payroll.
Wow.
And his son, Stephen Pearl, got the job, and he helped him get the job, and he's bragged about it. And I love Bruce Pearl, okay? But CBS ignored that conflict of interest, and last night during the selection show, he was campaigning for Auburn to get into the NCAA tournament. That whole controversy with them over Miami of Ohio. Miami of Ohio had a great regular season. They were undefeated, but they didn't play anybody.
Right.
Auburn didn't have a great regular season, but they beat number one Florida. They had another big win in there, and he was openly campaigning last night for Auburn to make it.
Well, does this surprise you? I think college athletics is gone. I mean, from everything we've talked about, we had President Trump a couple of weeks ago and try to save college
athletics
and sports. And I think it's gone. It's going to have to bottom out before anybody thinks about reform. I mean, that conflict of interest should never be allowed to happen.
Yes, that's the point. This is a legitimate broadcaster. I mean,
yeah,
this isn't a podcaster.
Right, but you should recuse yourself. Mm. You should have enough some decency and see how it looks like on Auburn along with your personal integrity. I'm not surprised, but. Yeah, we'll see what happens if there's any pushback, if CBS will rethink things.
I hope there is pushback. Yeah. It's just not right.
Yeah. Good point. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Once again, we turn to Baltimore County Schools where there was a violent incident just off campus, Perry Hall High School community. There was a stabbing on Friday. First, it started as a fight, and then at one point, one of the students was stabbed, according to multiple accounts. And a letter sent home from the principal released by school officials say the incident happened just before 8 a.m. on Friday morning. Principal Abby Campbell said several students were involved in a physical altercation off campus and that one of the students involved had a knife. Another student was hurt, returned to the building where the student was immediately seen by a school nurse. But one of the mothers reacting this is not new at Perry Hall, where apparently there's a bullying problem.
There's so much bullying going on.
Yeah, and apparently it looked like two individuals squared off, and then others jumped in when I guess they thought that the person that they favored was going to get the short end of the stick there. But this mother said she chose really to homeschool her child based on the ongoing violence, physical assaults, threats, and bullying at the school.
My son went here. I pulled him out to homeschool him. That was probably the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah. I mean, because you send your child to school, you would hope they would be safe. Darren Badillo, he's run for county executive before. He's running for Baltimore County School Board this time around. He said this is a sad state of affairs.
I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that there are so many fights going on and the violence that's going on in all the schools, high school, middle school, even elementary schools.
Yeah, that's that mother again. That's my bad. She's right. She's absolutely right that it's now trickling down not just in high schools anymore, but you're seeing it in middle schools and elementary schools as well. Now we have Darren Badillo saying reacting to these fights.
It's sad when you send your children to school in the morning, and we don't know if they're going to come home.
Yeah, you hope. You hope when you send your child to school in Baltimore County that they're going to come home. Both of my sons went to Franklin High School, Franklin Middle, and we didn't have any problems like this back in the day. Of course, that was 20 years ago or so. But things have changed in Baltimore. Why have they changed? Because there's less discipline, there's less consequences, and I think the demographic is changing in these schools, where you now have gangbangers that have, you hear the story at the top of the hour about an illegal alien running around groping, sexually assaulting young girls at Fairfax County High Schools. But Darren Badillo says, we got a problem in Baltimore County, and the school board's looking the other way.
That's a problem. We have children bringing weapons to school. I would love to encourage the leaders to let's put things in place to hold children accountable and let's remove these children that cannot survive or not thrive in a school setting.
Yeah, and the problem is now, so far, we're told Baltimore County Police are investigating. The school's administration said appropriate disciplinary action will be pursued for those involved. I want to know who brought the knife, and I want to know who stabbed. That's attempted murder. Okay, you stab another child, that is attempted murder. That, of course, they'll be juveniles. And here in the state of Maryland, we'll never find out. We'll never find out unless they charge him as an adult. But under this bill that's currently being bandied about in Annapolis, the Youth Charging Reform Act, they'll start off as a juvenile, and then hopefully they'll convince a judge they may have to charge him as an adult. Again, Democrats are contributing, not helping. They're contributing to this problem. 743. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to call. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You get to match Wits with Kristen and Chuckles as well. Speaking of which, time for traffic weather on the threes. And here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
895, the roadway is a little bit damp, but the fog is not too bad. It's more overhead than it is right at the ground level here going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. And we do see some heavy traffic right there at O'Donnell Street. And it is slow pretty much going into the tunnel. They're reacting to the wet streets. 95 is still clear with the four lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then moving south towards 395, the pace is still good right there at Camden Yards. Beltway still hurting a little bit from the earlier wreck this morning after Delaney Valley Road. And again, that looks like the tail end of the backup and the slowing. We said earlier we'll probably go back towards I-83. It's there now, not dead stop, but it's slow from 83 to York Road through Delaney Valley Road and then over towards Providence Road. The Parkville to Towson run is slow, and the west side, really heavy fog and really slow traffic, 795 all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, we start off with a foggy and misty conditions this morning. It was really a thick fog this morning when I headed out to work. You really had to slow things down and make sure you could. The visibility was very, very poor. We have a state weather alert day today. Strong, severe thunderstorms possible, especially later on this afternoon into the evening hours. Heavy, damaging winds, downpours, tornadoes are possible. And that's because this warm front that we currently have is going to get hit with this cold front barreling through, dropping the temperatures after today. Right now, 60 and cloudy in Glen Burnie and 59 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs today. Tom in Cambridge on the Eastern Shore is our contestant. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. Would you like to go first, second, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your stories this morning. Story one, a school district in Delaware has chosen to honor Representative Sarah McBride, a biological male congressman, for Women's History Month. Presenters promised help with vocal issues, gaining confidence, workplace discrimination during the Women's History Month workshop attended by Representative McBride. Story two, the United Kingdom Boy Scouts have now offering a badge for Islamophobia Awareness Month. There's no anti-Semitism Awareness Month or anti-Christian Awareness Month, but they have decided to honor the Islamophobia Awareness Month with a badge in the UK Boy Scouts. And story three, parents in Connecticut are outraged at a local church group calling themselves the Church of Adam Lanza. They worship the Sandy Hook killer and think he will return one day. Parents are asking that the group's nonprofit status be revoked and the church forced to disband. Is it story one? Delaware School District honors biological male congressman during Women's History Month. Story two, UK Boy Scouts now offering an Islamophobia awareness badge. Or story three, Church of Adam Lanza. They want to be disbanded. All right, we will start with Chuck.
What kind of vocal help?
Vocal issues, you know, for instance.
Yeah, like a good morning and thank you for being here.
I would imagine it would have to do with if you sound like a man but are a woman.
That's what I mean.
You know, in identifying as a woman.
You know, instead of going, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to go with two.
All right, Chuck goes with two. Kristen?
I think that one could be true, and I definitely believe the Delaware story. I think I'm going to go with number three. It's stretch too far for me.
Kristen goes for story three. Tom in Cambridge.
Yeah, I believe that the Delaware thing is probably true, and I think I'm going to go for story number three as well.
All right. Tom joins Kristen. Story number three. Story one, no votes. Yes, that is true. Representative Sarah McBride, a biological male honored during Women's History Month. And story number two, yeah, the UK's gone, folks. They are completely gone. That is a true story. Story three, no Church of Adam Lanza. So there you have it. Right, not yet. Tom, congratulations. You are a winner. We'll put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. Kristen's a winner as well. Any message to Chuck?
No. But the Sarah McBride story is funny because it was making me think of the morning after the State of the Union. There was some good post on social media going around that there were, whoever was editing like the video, like the different shots while Trump was speaking, when he started complaining about, you know, teachers or whoever trying to make kids, you know, tell a boy she was a girl, a boy. And the editor cut to Sarah McBride
right.
in the audience.
Yeah, because I guess that's the only one, isn't it? In
that
the U.S. Congress that we know of, there's the one out in Minnesota. The Fink, I think, is the name.
What about Schiff?
Yeah, Shifty Schiff.
There's a lot of questionable.
No, there are a lot of questionable, but I don't think they identify.
There's
as
been
such.
Others that have run, even in this state, but they haven't won.
Yeah, you're right
about
that.
The Penguin, Jerry Nadler.
He's a former shell of himself. Remember, he used to be Jabba the Hutt. Now he's his pants are all the way up to his chest.
He still, that's the only thing he has. Got to keep those boobs tied down.
That's right. The only way to hold up the pants. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, again, we'll probably never know unless this individual is charged as an adult. And Scott Schellenberger, he's a pretty serious state's attorney. So we'll see once police investigate this stabbing at Perry Hall. If that person is charged as an adult, I would charge him as an adult, 100%. I would charge him. You got to hold these people accountable. You have to know there'd be consequences. Now, a lot of times some students will bring weapons to school because they are being bullied. And they're trying to defend themselves. So don't know if that's the case here or whether this person brought a weapon because they wanted to commit violence against the other students. But here we go again in Baltimore County. 7:50, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Coming up at the top of the hour, I'm going to take you to Fairfax County, Virginia, where an illegal alien 18-year-old went around sexually assaulting dozens of girls. And the prosecutor let him go. But a judge said no. And I got news for you. It's going on in a lot of our schools. Our children are not safe in most of these public schools. These government-run schools are a problem, no doubt. And a little bit later on, Peter Schweitzer is going to join us to talk about his new book, The Invisible Coup, about how we're being taken over from within. This is not just the illegals. This is the how they're getting in legally and causing problems. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up now, north end to 795, all the way up where it just comes to an end there at 140 and Route 30. And up in that area, there's a wreck on the very north end of 795. A couple of vehicles are involved. One of our listeners just called that in. Thank you. We verified that. And it is there. Not a lot of traffic northbound right now, but right at the very end, you'll have an issue there getting on to 140 and then eventually on to the Hanover Pike. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Again, after a foggy and misty start to the day today, a stay weather alert warning throughout the rest of this afternoon and into this evening. Strong, severe thunderstorm watch, even a tornado watch is in effect. We're expecting very strong storms. With gusty winds, heavy downpours, damaging winds, maybe even tornado-like winds as well. So I want to be careful. Level 4 is where we're at today on a scale of 1 through 5. After that, a cold front moving through is going to drop temperatures down significantly after a milder weekend. Right now we're looking at, pretty mild, 59 with a wind advisory in Dundalk, and it is 58 in Stevensville as well. So the big news, besides the ongoing combat operations and Operation Epic Fury, is the SAVE Act. And today is, this week, the SAVE Act, and that's actually the Save America Act. Everyone has a tendency to shorten it, as do I. But it is called the Save America Act. That is, you have to be registered to vote as a citizen of the United States. You have to have a voter ID. It would eliminate mail-in ballots. It would mandate paper ballots. It would also stop the participation of men in women's sports. It would also stop the mutilation of minor children in the so-called gender-affirming surgeries under the age of 18. So that's the Save America Act. That's what it's named. And the big question is whether or not it will get the votes it needs on the Senate floor. And it needs 60 votes to invoke cloture because the Democrats will filibuster it. And basically that's called a talking filibuster. That's just the traditional filibuster. That's the one where you have to talk for hours upon hours to hold the debate on the floor. And then after that is over, then cloture is invoked, and then you can proceed to the vote. But now all you have to do is raise your hand and say, we filibuster, and that's it. You don't have to actually do the talking. And so the big question is whether or not John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, will allow that. President Trump was asked the question as to what he thinks about John Thune and his leadership over the Save America Act.
On the Save Act, if Leader Thune cannot whip up the Republican support to either nuke the filibuster, reopen the government and pass the Save Act, or somehow...
called the Save America Act.
You're right, sir. Do you think if Leader Thune can't accomplish that, do you think the Senate needs a new leader?
It's certainly a very popular thing. I don't think there's ever been a bill that's more popular than the Save America Act. It's voter ID. It's a proof of citizenship. It's things that are so popular. No men and women sports. No transgender mutilization of our children. So many different things. It's so good. No running around with the mail-in ballot nonsense that's gone on for so long that no other country does. No other country. We're going to clean up our elections. I don't think I've ever been involved in anything that's had the support of the Save America Act. So we'll see what happens.
How regularly are you speaking with...
Yeah, so he kind of dodged the question there on whether he thinks Thune's a leader. We shall see. 50 House Republicans, including Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, are vowing to block anything coming over from the Senate until the Save America Act is passed.
Leader Thune, I'm asking you directly to stand up for the American people. Force your senators to do their job, but in the event, you will not have any legislation passed, and we will attach it to FISA. So those are your options.
And then finally, Senator Mike Lee revealed a major progress, he calls it, on the Save America Act after pressure on Rhino Thune.
Okay, important update on the Save America Act and the effort to get it passed. Look, I am guardedly optimistic. We've turned kind of a corner. Over the last few days, there's been some uncertainty about exactly what procedure we will be and will not be using. In the end, we've been working closely with Leader Thune and his staff, and they've been great to work with. What we're coming up with is something that I think is best described as a hybrid version of the talking filibuster. But look, let's not get mired down in nomenclature. What matters far more than what we call it is what we do with it. We're going to bring it to the floor. We're going to debate it for an extended period of time before filing cloture. And in my view, at least, I don't want to speak for anyone else, this bill needs to remain on the Senate floor before we file cloture on the bill for as long as it takes to get it done. Now, the fact that Leader Thune and his office have been willing to work with us on this, and they appear open to a variation of that, is a good thing. So let's keep up the momentum. Let's encourage them to continue to do this. Let's put the bill on the floor. Let's make those who want a filibuster speak and keep it on there as long as possible. Thanks so much.
All right, code 202-224-3121. That's the number to call for the Senate and John Thune. Law Office's Michael A. Friedman. Again, you do need serious legal representation if you're seriously injured in a serious vehicle accident. And nobody does it better, in my humble opinion. I've watched this over 40 years when Michael and firm have been serving Marylanders and all everybody through the Mid-Atlantic region as well. Immediate members of my family, of WCBM, our listener family, have all benefited from the legal advice and help of Michael Friedman and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and others as well. So, again, advice, just go to their website, maflaw.com. They've got everything there you'll need to know. And I'm telling you, they do everything from A to Z, so you don't have to lift a finger. Just all you do is give them a phone call. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A weekend of wild winter weather is spilling over into the start of the week. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says winter is sticking around for some.
There will be a shot of cold air across much of the eastern half of the country for the next few days.
The upper Midwest is getting snow, lots of it up to 2 feet from central Wisconsin to Michigan's upper peninsula. In Hawaii, they're dealing with heavy rain, flooding, and strong winds. Here's Maui Mayor Richard Bisson.
We're seeing widespread impacts to roadways and infrastructure across Maui County. County teams are working around the clock with MEMA, the National Weather Service, and our state and community partners to respond to storm impacts and emergency situations.
High winds, rain, and possible tornadoes in the forecast today for the Mid-Atlantic states and Washington, D.C. President Trump is upping the pressure on China.
President Donald Trump says he may delay his anticipated trip to China as he pressures Beijing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz to ease soaring oil prices. Trump told the Financial Times on Sunday that China benefits from the strait and should help keep it open. Aboard Air Force One, Trump told reporters,
"Why are we maintaining the Hormuz Strait when it's really there for China and for many other countries? Why aren't they doing it?"
Iran has nearly shut down the waterway. Trump says the U.S. has talked with about seven nations seeking assistance to help keep it open. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
About 3,800 workers at one of the nation's largest meatpacking plants set to strike in Colorado this morning. Union representatives say it will be the first strike at a U.S. beef slaughterhouse since the 1980s. A check on Wall Street, stock futures are higher. Townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards, It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on WCBM with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at what could be a problem here, 895 southbound. Suddenly, we're at a hold right here at O'Donnell Street. I'm not sure if there's a wreck just south of here. Traffic south of that point going into the tunnel is moving. So it looks like there may be a wreck there that's blocking a lane right after O'Donnell Street. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that. Not officially reported yet, but definitely a problem for the traffic now coming south from Erdman Avenue on 895 and eventually into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert for your Monday as we're tracking strong to severe thunderstorms, especially as we get later into the afternoon and evening time. Starting off foggy this morning, so make sure to be aware as you're heading out for low visibilities. Temperatures will be warm today, but then much colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a weekend shooting in East Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2400 block of Garrett Avenue shortly after 9 p.m. Saturday, where they found a 58-year-old man with a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital to be treated for a non-life-threatening injury. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Governor Wes Moore has directed the Maryland Department of Emergency Management to coordinate readiness efforts across state government, and the State Emergency Operations Center has been activated ahead of expected severe storms. In Baltimore City, residents can sign up for real-time emergency alerts on their smartphone by texting Be More Alert to 888-777. That's the letter B, the word more, and the word alert, all with no spaces between. Some Maryland school systems will have early dismissals today due to the widespread threat of severe weather. Anne Arundel County and Baltimore City Public Schools will dismiss students 2 hours early, and schools in Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties will dismiss 3 hours early. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. O's and Red Sox tonight at 6:05 from Ed Smith Stadium with Kyle Bradish on the hill. Last night's game against the Yanks was washed out in the top of the third with the Birds leading it 2-1. WBC last night, Gunnar homers again as the U.S. beats the DR 2-1, setting up the final tonight, Tuesday night, against the Italy-Venezuela winner. Manager Mark DeRosa says the team isn't done yet.
We want to win the whole thing. I mean, that's why we signed up for this. So certainly huge moment. Can't overlook it. I'm blessed to be a part of it. I'm blessed to manage these guys. I've had an absolute blast. But yeah, job's not done.
8 o'clock tomorrow night. March Madness, here we come. The NCAA making the big reveal last night. Number one seeds on the men's side, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, and Florida. On the women's side, it's UConn, UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina. The Maryland women are a number five seed. They'll head to Chapel Hill to take on Murray State on Friday. And UMBC heads to Dayton to take on Howard University in a first four game tomorrow night. The winner will head to Buffalo to take on Michigan. NASCAR Cup Series yesterday. yesterday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Denny Hamlin rounds off the corner. 61, no asterisk. Denny Hamlin wins his 61st career NASCAR Cup race.
Call on Fox Sports 1, the 61 no asterisk, of course, a reference to Roger Maris, 61 homers in 1961. But Denny Hamlin does it again. Chase Elliott second. William Byron finishes third. Coming up in 30 minutes on what Trey Hendrickson brings to the Ravens defense. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, AM680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerick. And coming up in this hour, 9-year-old boy found in Curtis Bay after he had gone missing for 5 months. Wow, what an incredible, great ending to that story. But it could have been much, much worse. And how come we couldn't find him for all this time? Peter Schweitzer, he's the author of Invisible Coup. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the Mexican cartels and the Chinese and how some others are gaming our immigration system to change America. Top story here today I offer as a cautionary tale, a warning as to, and I think this has already happened to some extent in Baltimore County. I remember there was an illegal alien that was charged with sexual assault in one of the Baltimore County schools, if I remember correctly. And it's just a matter of time before we get even more of this. But remember now, this is done in the same environment where the governor and the Democrats have basically said no 287G formal agreements with ICE, with local law enforcement. You have another piece of legislation called the Community Trust Act that would block ICE from cooperating at all. Or local law enforcement cooperating with ICE at all. And then there's the budget cut of $124 million to local law enforcement. So public safety is not number one. In Virginia, an illegal alien by the name of Israel Flores Ortiz is almost 19 years old. And he's in the 11th grade at Fairfax High School. Mr. Ortiz, for months now, has been going around sexually assaulting young girls by reaching between their legs, grabbing their private parts, before slapping them on their buttocks, according to the girls who have now come forward. For months, Fairfax High School has put up with this kind of behavior. For months. Finally, he was arrested on March the 7th, and the prosecutor there is the same guy that has, let go the illegal alien that murdered the mother at the Fairfax bus stop. Remember, we told you about that a couple of weeks ago. But a judge stepped in and denied bail for this individual. ICE had put a detainer in on him, but Fairfax County doesn't recognize ICE, won't work with ICE. So they were getting ready to put this sexual deviant and assaulter, this criminal, back into schools. And then the principal was going to say, oh, yeah, we'd welcome him back. You're innocent until proven guilty. Well, if you're in this country illegally, you're already guilty. As far as that charge goes, out you go. As you might imagine, several moms are interviewed by Channel 7 in the D.C. area. That's WJLA. And they were quite upset.
They have attempted to sweep it under the rug. They sent out a letter last night saying again
after that we demanded it. Multiple parents demanded that there be a letter before we got it.
But it was a completely sanitized letter.
Now, the letter was sanitized, just saying that all he was doing was slapping the buttocks of these girls. They left out completely that he was groping, grabbing, and violating their genitalia. And one mother said that, you know, that's why that she urged her daughter to step forward.
Yeah, no, I would not be here for butt slapping. I would be upset about that, but I wouldn't have, this wouldn't be my second day this week here at the courthouse for that. It was a clear violation that he put his hand in between my daughter's legs, and the butt was actually the last thing that he touched.
All right, more from these moms. These are just two of many, but this could happen here, will happen here, because of the miscreants, the deviants, the perverts, the Joe Biden, and the open border Reconquista Democrats have allowed to come into our country. And there's more, again, it's sad, but we're just seeing now the devastating consequences that open borders have. 813 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
That looks like an accident, and it's far enough down from this camera shot on 895 southbound. It's after O'Donnell Street on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, and there's enough haze. I can't tell you for sure which lane that it's in, but I did see the police car coming south, and it's definitely impacting at least one of the lanes. We're backed up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Traffic is getting by. See traffic going into the tunnel after the accident scene. So it looks like right now we're getting one lane by, excuse me, and the accident is just south of O'Donnell Street. There's no impact if you want to go next door to 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But, of course, if you're on 895 after Erdman Avenue, you're going to have to ride this out, and it's a single lane as you're moving southbound through there. Just a reminder, very north end of 795, where you're coming up to 140, and the light at 795 Route 30 in that area. There was an accident there on the north end. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We had a rough weather start today. Thick fog and mist this morning. And then, of course, you know, we had just cloudy conditions. Stay weather alert a little bit later on. Strong, severe thunderstorm watch, maybe even a tornado watch possible this afternoon into this evening. And these will bring heavy, damaging winds, downpours, and conditions. This is a level 4 watch on a scale of 1 to 5, so it's it could be pretty severe and violent, and cold temperatures after the storm rolls through here. Right now we have a 60 and cloudy in Pasadena, 60 in Baltimore City, and from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore time, once again for America's 250th birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Update on a beltway condition right now, traffic-wise. Good morning, Chuck.
Yep, just spotted it. I was just kind of just looking around. I said, wait a minute, the JFX northbound is backed up getting on to the beltway. It looks like the wreck is between the JFX and the ramp over at 83. Now, that little ramp goes off to the right side. It's kind of curly right in there, and it's wet. So it's backing up the beltway all the way back through Greenspring and the north end of the JFX trying to get on to the beltway. to go over towards Towson also have a pretty good size impact right now. We'll try to get some more on that. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you for the update. America's 250th birthday celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. A couple of the significant events that you should know about. One is that on this day in 1751, James Madison was born. The drafter of the Constitution, recorder of the Constitutional Convention, author of the Federalist Papers, and fourth president of the United States, was born on a plantation in Virginia. He would later serve 3 years in that legislature in Virginia, where he would come to know and admire President Thomas Jefferson. In this capacity, assisted with the drafting of the Virginia Declaration of Religious Freedom and the critical decision for Virginia to cede its western claims to the Continental Congress. Now, Madison probably best remembered for his critical role in the Constitutional Convention of 1787, where he presented the Virginia plan to the assembled delegates in Philadelphia and oversaw the very difficult process of negotiation and compromise that led to the drafting of the final Constitution. Madison's published notes on the convention are considered the most detailed and accurate account of what occurred during those closed session debates. Now, after the Constitution was submitted to the people for ratification, he then went on to collaborate with John Jay and Alexander Hamilton on the Federalist Papers, a series of pamphlets that argued for the acceptance of the new government. Madison penned the most famous of the pamphlets, Federalist Number 10, which made an incisive argument for the ability of a large federation to preserve individual rights. He is known typically as the father of our Constitution, James Madison, born on this day. And also on this day in 1802, the United States Military Academy was first established for the purpose of educating and training young men in the theory and practice of military science. Located in the high west bank of New York's Hudson River, the fort was built to protect the Hudson River Valley from British attack. In 1780, Patriot General Benedict Arnold, the commander of the fort, agreed to surrender West Point to the British in exchange for £6,000. However, that plot was uncovered before it fell into British hands, and Arnold fled to the British for protection. Later on, beginning in 1817, the U.S. Military Academy was reorganized by Sylvanus Thayer, later known as the father of West Point. The school became known as one of the nation's finest resources for civil engineers. And U.S. Military Academy, West Point, established on this day in 1802. And that is a look at our America's 250th birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
8:20 minutes after the hour, and still to come, we've got Peter Schweitzer of the Invisible Coup in about 15 minutes, and a little bit later on, we'll take a look at Tristan King, how he could go missing for so long. But a good ending to the story. He was found safe and sound. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
WCBM Baltimore.
Lorraine Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, what is programming in memory care, and why is it so important?
So programming is activities. And the reason we like to say programming is because activities, to me, are passive, and programming is purposeful. So programming is just as important as any medication for someone who, whether they are in assisted living or in a memory care environment. It keeps the brain flexed and stimulated. It is just as important as exercise for your body, and it helps keep you sharp. A lot of studies show that a very jam-packed activities day for a resident will actually slow down their decline because you are continuing to utilize their brain in many different ways throughout the course of their day on a consistent basis. So programming is so important because it really, like I said, helps slow down their decline and keep a very good baseline for your resident for a longer period of time. So the programming program at Harmony Park is so important because we go from about 10 a.m. every day right after breakfast until 8 p.m. every evening with our programs. So we make sure that back to back, other than at meal times, we have something constantly going on for our residents. And we also do what's called concurrent programming. So we'll have different activities for people on different levels at the same time to make sure there's always something for everyone.
So if you want more information about programming and the differences that you can get at Harmony Park, may I suggest you log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. There's a lot to unpack here and learn about Harmony Park and their brand new memory care program at Lorien Harmony Hall. So again, that website is LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com for Harmony Park at Lorien Harmony Hall. LorienAssistedLiving.com.
PM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. What do you say to being called foul mouth?
Yeah.
Ooh, sweet thing.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Day 23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, a couple of big problems now. Inner loop, still have not seen the wreck. It's east of the JFX on the inner loop for the traffic coming over from Greenspring Avenue, from Park Heights Avenue, and back up through there. I'm going to look at the camera here at Park Heights Avenue. I'm pretty sure it's backed up to at least that point, if not even beyond that. Yeah, very slow right through there, so it's going to back up towards Reisterstown Road. The accident is east of the JFX and before the ramp at 83. I've been looking at the camera at 83. Normally, sometimes that wreck is right on that ramp. I see traffic taking the ramp, so it's between the JFX and the ramps at 83. It has us gridlocked back into Pikesville. The northbound side of the JFX is also backed up. You may want to get off at Ruxton Road and work your way towards Towson, across Ruxton Road and Joppa Road, and then come back onto the Beltway beyond that. Pretty good size backup now on the JFX. The 895 run on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, single lane, still getting by at a wreck south of O'Donnell Street. Delays going back. Normally, if everything else was the regular stuff, we'd be backed up out of sight. Right now, we're back to about the Eastern Avenue Bridge and a single lane southbound on 895 before you go into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy skies today. Stay weather alert for later on this afternoon, this evening. Strong, severe thunderstorms, level 4. Possible damaging winds, heavy downpours, maybe even conditions for tornadoes are possible. So keep that in mind as you're heading out later on this afternoon, into this evening. And keep an eye on the forecast and make sure you stay safe. Right now, cloudy, 62 in Columbia, 61 in Owings Mills. And we were talking about this sexual assault and this individual, this illegal alien down in Virginia, Fairfax County Schools. And I think what is outrageous, if I was a parent that had a daughter in that school, they would no longer attend that school. I don't think that school did anything to keep these girls safe. And it appears that based on this prosecutor was going to let this illegal alien release him until the judge stepped in and said, no, you're not. Thank God for that judge. How many times does that happen? How many times does a judge come in and overrule a prosecutor? It doesn't happen often that frequently. So, and the school said they would welcome this illegal alien back. This is a Fairfax High School principal, Georgina I, sent an email to parents on March 12th. And this has been for months. For months this has been going on. And it read in part, we are writing to share the news of the recent arrest of a student who was charged with inappropriately touching other students at school. These incidents involved the student touching students' buttocks while they were transitioning in the hallways. And the parents said, no. It wasn't just the buttocks. It was the genitalia, private parts of these young girls. And, of course, when the young girls wanted, some actually did complain, and they were basically convinced not to report, or they harassed by other students and bullied, And as you might imagine, the mothers are pretty upset at the way their daughters were treated.
The girls have experienced harassment and bullying from peers at school, including people that they once thought were their friends. And the letter that they sent out referencing it only as buttocks touching just adds fuel to the rumors that they were just attention seeking.
Fairfax County Public Schools told 7 News in Washington that the school system would allow the illegal alien to come back to school when he was released, which the parents said would make their daughters obviously feel very uncomfortable and unsafe. On Friday in court, Prosecutor Jenna Sand said Ortiz, that's the illegal alien, groped the girls at school throughout the school year. So the question is why Fairfax County Public Schools didn't stop the alleged behavior months ago. That remains a mystery. So indeed it does. Immediately after his arrest last week, ICE issued a detainer for Ortiz in order to deport him. But ICE told Channel 7 News in Washington that Fairfax County Sheriff is not honoring that detainer, meaning they're perfectly happy with somebody. Well, I guess they're waiting for rape or murder or maybe even something worse before they detain and deport this individual. Under no condition, any circumstance whatsoever, should this illegal alien be allowed to go back into any school, not only in Fairfax County, but in the state of Virginia and in the United States of America. You've violated the laws of this country, our immigration laws. You've broken into our country, and now you're violating young girls while they were going to school. Out you go. And there should be no questions asked. Should be expressed out of this country. That is for sure. So sad to say it, but that's what we have here. Same thing's going to happen in Maryland. We've seen some instances where it's already happened in Maryland, and it'll happen again. Because of the what we're watching now, as the Democrats in this state, led by this governor, have created an environment of unsafety. But public safety is not priority number one for Wes Moore and for Aruna Miller and for Dollar Bill Ferguson and for Jocelyn Pena Melnick and the rest. They could care less. It's all about furthering their agenda to retain power and control over the people of Maryland, to stay in power. They already have a dominant supermajority. And as we talked about last week with the Baltimore Sun reporter, they're running people in every seat. They're not happy. They won't be happy. They won't rest till every single Republican has been expunged from the legislature. Day 29, Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling. Wanted me to remind you, now is the time to focus on your air conditioning. Get that scheduled maintenance visit out. Tim Kyle's folks will come out, take a look at your air conditioning unit, make sure that the filter's been changed, that the parts are all lubricated and ready to go. And if there's any kind of a problem with that gets repaired, you take care of it now. Maybe even need a shot of refrigerant. So all of that can be done in one visit. Call, schedule your appointment today. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com. They've been out to my home on numerous occasions and helped with my air conditioning and with my heating and with my electrical. So I've used them in every aspect of their business. You should too. Remember the name, Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. 8:30, let's get some news headlines. Once again, we've got in for Maggie Hunter, Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. 2 men arrested on armed robbery charges. This after a Saturday afternoon incident in Northeast Baltimore. Police were called to the 3500 block of Tivoli Avenue around 4 p.m. after the suspects robbed victims at gunpoint and fled in a dark-colored Toyota with heavy front-end damage. At around 6:30 p.m., police in Northwest Baltimore spotted that vehicle. They attempted a traffic stop, but the driver took off. The Foxtrot Aviation Unit was called to track those suspects who bailed out of the vehicle. Police did catch up with the 18 and 21-year-old suspects and took them into custody. The Baltimore County School Board Nominating Commission says it will hold an in-person public information session for the vacant at-large board seat. That meeting is held at the Greenwood campus tomorrow at 7 p.m. Officials say the session also gives the public a better understanding of the selection process. The commission will recommend nominees to the governor. Maryland State Police say enhanced efforts focusing on aggressive, distracted, and impaired drivers continue across the state through Tuesday as revelers celebrate St. Patrick's Day. There are increased saturation patrols on roadways with high numbers of DUI incidents. And Maryland officials are urging weather readiness today. Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of preparedness ahead of expected severe storms. Emergency Management Secretary Russ Strickland says the state's planning for the possibility possibility of hazardous conditions to include debris, downed power lines, and travel disruptions. Wind warnings are in effect at the Bay Bridge, and drivers of box trailers or other wind-vulnerable vehicles should use caution. And due to the weather threat, Anne Arundel County and Baltimore City Public Schools dismissed 2 hours early, and schools in Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties dismiss 3 hours early. Well, coming up next, we have a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. If you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it, we're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Here's your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 911, and the pick 4 was 8163. Now, with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway inner loop at Green Spring, just after Green Spring. That was all part of the wreck that was over by the JFX between there and 83. We were already backed up into Pikesville, and then this wreck occurred, and it looks like they may be letting possibly one lane by right now. Things are changing as we're looking at it, but some traffic now is just starting to move, and now it looks like three lanes are starting to move, and they're going to get the vehicles at least off to the right side. But we're backed up all the way back into Pikesville, not quite back beyond the bridge at 140 at Reisterstown Road, but a very slow pace there. And then we're still slow from the earlier wreck on the inner loop east of the JFX. The wreck southbound 895 going into the Old Harbor Tunnel has now cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert for your Monday as we're tracking strong to severe thunderstorms, especially as we get later into the afternoon and evening time. Starting off foggy this morning, so make sure to be aware as you're heading out for low visibilities. Temperatures will be warm today, but then much colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the field of 68 is set for the NCAA basketball tournament. And once again, the UMBC Retrievers are going to be part of it. DJ Armstrong, 7 3-pointers, including 5 in the second half. 33 points in all as UMBC beats Vermont. 74-59 was the final, earning a first 4 game tomorrow night against Howard University in Dayton. Here's head coach Jim Ferry in the postgame.
And I'm just overwhelmed with happiness, but pride. Because these guys got everything they deserved.
Winner of that first 4 game gets number 1 seed Michigan in Buffalo on Thursday night. So what was it that made Trey Hendrickson the right choice after all for the Ravens? Head coach Jesse Minter introducing the 2024 NFL Defensive MVP, rusher Trey Hendrickson, on Friday, and here's what he said.
One of the things that stood out to me since 2021, Trey is second in the NFL in fourth quarter sacks.
Minter talking about Danielle Hunter of the Texans as well as the number one guy. Losing fourth quarter leads has, of course, been a problem for Baltimore over the last few years. Team USA got a jolt last night from an Oriole.
Turns on it, sends a fly ball to right center field. Gunnar Henderson is tied it up. Mark DeRosa pushes the right button, pushing Gunnar Henderson into the lineup.
You know, it's about time. Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Gunnar's second home run in only 3 games, and the U.S. prevails over the Dominican Republic 2-1 the final, sending them to the WCBC final against the winner of Italy and Venezuela tonight. A lot of birthdays for you today. Couple of Ravens standouts. First of all, front office superstar and Hall of Fame tight end Ozzie Newsome turns 70 years old today. And another tight end, 2-time All-Pro Todd Heap, turns 46.
Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton turns 25 today, born on this day, March 16th of 2001. And last but not least, one of the greatest high school basketball players in Baltimore history, Jalen Smith, turns 26 today. Smith, of course, played for Pat Clatchy at Mount St. Joe, was a two-time Maryland Gatorade Player of the Year, went on to the University of Maryland, and now is a starter for the Chicago Bulls in the NBA. And he isn't that skinny kid with goggles anymore. A robust 6'8", 240 pounds. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, reminding you that if you or a loved one have been injured in a motor vehicle accident that was not your fault, I do not want you to hesitate. Call us at 410-363-6848 or text us directly from our website, maflaw.com. Consultations are free, and if we take your case, you will not pay a fee until we win. Michael, Stephen, and Rachel will work with you to obtain the best result and get you back on your feet as soon as possible. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
I know we wanted to chat a little bit about what is happening in sports.
Sure.
Hang on a sec. There we go.
Sure, I'll take the time. A lot of social media criticism of Lamar for not re-signing the contract. You know, they were negotiating with him.
Right. I thought it was a done deal.
Well, he restructured. That's different than a new contract.
Okay.
Steve Bisciotti and the Ravens wanted a new deal with Lamar.
Okay.
And they wanted to get salary cap relief.
So he restructured the deal.
Restructured the current deal, but it's the same deal.
Same deal.
So there's a lot of online, you know, bashing of him for not participating in it. The Ravens did it by themselves. Lamar didn't participate. Basically, what they did was, not to get too technical about it, but they added on void years later, so they converted some of the salary into a signing bonus, and they were able to spread that out over time.
Doesn't he have to sign off on any changes to his contract?
No. The Ravens can do that themselves. They have the right to do that. Okay. But my point is this. I don't think that that is a big deal, and I don't think that he deserves that criticism. You know, they were comparing him to Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Those guys did the exact same thing. They didn't re-sign new contracts. They both restructured contracts. Patrick Mahomes did it. I think he gave them $38 million worth of salary cap relief. The number for Josh Allen was less,
about 15. When you say they gave them, but it doesn't, they took it. So it's not like Lamar's giving anything. The Ravens took it.
Well, okay, you could say that. I mean, that's true. But I'm saying the restructuring of the contract gives the Ravens salary cap room. Right. Okay. But Lamar was getting skewered for not participating. And I just think it's unwarranted. This is common practice. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean he wants to be traded.
Is he his own agent?
He's got his mother.
That's the going thing now.
Okay,
Daniels in Washington. His mother's going to be in the renegotiating his contract.
That's not to say, by the way, that these mothers don't get some advice.
Right.
Okay, I'm sure they get some advice. They're not going into a $250 million negotiation.
It's like being a program director. There are 50 program directors in the building. So
there's only one that matters.
I'm sure there are like 50 agents somewhere.
And that's the mother.
That's right. Exactly.
Anyway, it's not a big deal. I think it's going to be fine. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He doesn't want to get traded. And they're not trading him. So it's all going to be good.
All right. We'll see what happens. Thanks, Gary.
We'll see if he wins.
839. You're right. Right about that. Finally, the Department of War Saturday released its identities of the six American service members killed in a Thursday crash of the Boeing KC-135 Stratotanker in Iraq. They are Major John Klinner of Auburn, Alabama, Captain Ariana Savino of Covington, Washington, Tech Sergeant Ashley Pruitt, Bardstown, Kentucky, Captain Seth Koval, Mooresville, Indiana, and Captain Curtis, who, again, I don't have his location, I don't have his hometown as of yet. I'll see if I can get that a little bit later on, but from a grateful nation, we thank them for their service to the country. And I don't know if you've seen the videos online of the refueling. They do it in the daytime. They do it at night. Can you imagine? This is a very dangerous job. You are traveling at hundreds of miles an hour, and you're refueling. You're dispensing jet fuel into a fighter, and you're doing it at incredible speed with incredible precision. And it's something else. I was thinking about the physics of this. You remember, the jet fighter gets heavier and the tanker gets lighter because it's dispensing fuel. So there's a physics issue with all of that. And it's amazing And even though that's it's considered combat support, it's a very dangerous thing which they do. And it's a marvel to me we don't have more of these kinds of crashes. But heartbreaking, just absolutely heartbreaking for those six Americans. Justice Department is probing uncovered tens of thousands of non-citizens on voter rolls. Do you think we still need the Save America Act? Just the News reporting that Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon, these bombshell findings. This is the largest federal check of voter rolls in American history, and it comes straight from the Trump's DOJ's aggressive push for real election integrity. Hundreds of thousands of dead voters are still active. Tens of thousands of non-citizens, some illegal, sitting on the rolls, ready to vote. And that's only from 16 states so far. Remember, Maryland didn't cooperate? Gee, I wonder why. If everything is on the up and up, if you're running a clean, tight ship in the state of Maryland, why wouldn't you turn over your records to the Department of Justice? Okay, 16 states did. The vast majority of states did not. So it could be, instead of tens of thousands, it could be millions. Could be. You know, at the end of the day, a jury found 9 Antifa members guilty of terrorism charges in an attack on an ICE detention center in Texas. The 9 indicted defendants, of course, they're all dressed in black block and body armor, descended on the Prairie Land ICE detention center in Alvarado, Texas. They fired off explosives, vandalized federal vehicles, fired shots at police officers. One officer was shot in the neck. So I hope they throw the book at these individuals, and I'd parade their pictures, and I would disgrace and shame their families, and make sure everybody knew who these individuals are. It is time to tell the world we're getting serious about these anarchists that live amongst us. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes, and here with the update once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so we had the situation. We actually had two different wrecks here on the Beltway, inner loop east of the JFX between there and 83. That started everything, and we were backed up. And then very quickly in the backup, another wreck occurred right after Greenspring Avenue. They have since cleared that, and we're making some progress now through there. But you're still going to be slow for the traffic coming over from Reisterstown Road through Park Heights Avenue. And then it looks like they're still working on the wreck between the JFX and 83, because that's still backed up. And now all that traffic that was caught up back there at Park Heights Avenue and Greenspring is now running into this accident once again. So we had a little reprieve, and now we're backed up again. So it's still going to be Reisterstown Road, Park Heights Avenue, over towards the ramp at I-83. And again, just looking at that camera, I see the vehicles just before the ramp to northbound 83. They're on the right side. So that's the reason for the slowing. The ramp to northbound 83 is open, and the traffic straight ahead towards Towson from there is doing okay. There had been a minor wreck southbound I-97 at Benfield Boulevard just in the last 10 minutes. That looks a little better. And the earlier wreck on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway southbound after O'Donnell Street has now been cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, and a weather alert forecast is going to be, we've got some strong severe thunderstorms a little bit later on this afternoon and into this evening. Level 4 could be heavy damaging winds, downpours, and conditions that could lead to a tornado. Or possible today. So we start off warm, but as the storm hits us, we'll cool down and we'll have colder temperatures tomorrow. Right now, 57 and cloudy in Annapolis, 62 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. A Tennessee woman was checking her doorbell camera lately and noticed a 78-year-old DoorDash driver struggling to climb up her stairs to deliver an order. She then found him in real life and learned the reason. He was still working, was to help cover his wife's kidney disease medication. So she launched a GoFundMe, and it quickly went viral. The GoFundMe now has surpassed $900,000. Here's Richard and his wife Brenda talking about their unusual situation.
Just losing that, we had to supplement it, so I started running for DoorDash, and the people were nice. DoorDash was good to me.
Sometimes you just look at all the things that you need to pay or need to do, and you know that has to come, because if it don't, you're going to end up in the hospital or somewhere with something even more expensive than that.
That's an incredible story. That's our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right. Well, remember we had the Austin attack where we had the guy that was wearing a T-shirt with the Iranian flag, and had you know, he was an Iranian sympathizer. He shot and killed several people in Austin, Texas, at a bar. He was again an individual led into this country by the Biden administration. Then we had the attackers from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, went up to New York and threw those improvised explosive devices. Thank God they weren't triggered. Nobody got hurt. But they wanted to make it worse than the Boston Marathon bombing, which, you know, just incredible. Tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, by the way. And they have the big St. Patrick's Day parade up in Boston, one of the best in the country. And then we had the Old Dominion University shooter in the last last week or so. And then the guy that we found out his uncle worked for the Hezbollah. It was a terrorist. And he got taken out in Israeli strikes. He decided he was going to strike back. And he bought a bunch of fertilizer and fireworks and stuff and drove his car into a synagogue in Michigan where it, you know, it blew up, I guess, and it burned him to a crisp, but not before security. And then I think he shot himself, is what I heard. So, again, we've had all these lone wolf, known wolf attacks. In addition, we now have another incident. An armed Muslim man wearing tactical gear was arrested after walking into elementary school in Spring, Texas last week. The suspect, 13-year-old Kyle Najim Kreis, or a.k.a. Muhi Muhannad Najam, walked into Zwink Elementary School after another visitor failed to secure the first set of doors to the school. Although the man was able to enter through the first set of doors, the school's double-door security system blocked him from entering the hallways and approaching school children. The school district waited until Wednesday to notify parents about the breach. They were poorly working with the FBI before officers arrested him at his home 4 miles away from the school. He told police he was a security guard. However, he's unemployed, does not hold any certifications or license to serve as an officer, and he's being held on $75,000 bond. I would up that immediately. So first questions I have are, how did he get into this country? Is he here legally? Who let him in? Again, this is something that this could have turned out very, very badly. The big question is, what kind of weaponry did he have when they arrested him? So he was wearing full green military or tactical law enforcement attire with load-bearing vest, a taser, and a holstered firearm. So he could have been just one of these pretend cops, you know, these guys that get their jollies off pretending they're law enforcement. But in any event, that's very scary. He got that close to school children down in Texas. All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And I want to tell you about Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Sagev and her team are just great at what they do. They take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing issues, whether it's removing earwax or if you're having some hearing issues. They'll you know, get you in there, test your hearing, diagnose what's going on. And I would recommend that you do that as you age, you know, 50 years and up and so on and so forth. Get that hearing tested once or twice. Once every, you know, you, I don't know if you have to do it annually, but if you're having issues, you should go as much as you need. But once you reach the age of 50, you should have a hearing exam, just like you do a physical and an eye exam. And you can do that over 10 different locations at Audiology Associates. They helped my wife, with one of her hearing issues, in the last 2 years. It was just wonderful to deal with. We were in the, a Timonium location when it's just amazing what they do. And as far as this way, if you get a benchmark hearing test, you already have an idea where your hearing is. Should there be a problem down the road, you can see how much you've lost or hopefully won't lose your hearing. So we do know that it can lead to other problems with societal separation, stress, dementia, as we lose the ability to hear. So make sure you can hear all those important things in your life and take care of your hearing at Audiology Associates. Call 944-3100. That's 410-944-3100. Or online at aaiaudiology.com.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Curry. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, update with the latest final report of the day. Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the slowing has eased up a little bit now from Park Heights Avenue and from Reisterstown Road, but right at Green Spring, you come to a stop. The problem is now there was an accident that was in the median. That's still there. The big wreck at one point about 20 minutes ago had everything blocked on the Beltway. So now we're moving traffic again, but the problem is beyond that, there is another wreck between the JFX and the ramp to go north onto I-83. So it's still taking a while to get through this, maybe as much as 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer as you're traveling through that area. If you can get outside the Beltway or even to Old Court Road, you can run parallel to that. Green Spring Valley Road would take you to Falls Road, but you still have to get through the slowing that's between the JFX and 83. So that's really the only leftover spot that still has a problem, completely cleared out from the earlier wreck, and the lanes are open now southbound and both the Harbor Tunnels, and of course still some fog around the area. Heavy stuff for later this afternoon. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. After a foggy, misty start, cloudy skies today, we do have a stay weather alert for very severe thunderstorms later on this afternoon or this evening with heavy downpours, damaging winds. This is a level 4 watch, meaning we could see tornadoes spin off as well. So be very aware today as you head out home from work, or if you're going out to do run errands or whatever, you want to get those done earlier in the day if at all possible. And then the post of the storm moving through here, we're going to have some colder temperatures as well. And right now, it's pleasant. We're looking at 62 in Pikesville and 61 in Reisterstown. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. Of course, you know, like you said, there's lots of weather moving in. I had to make some arrangements because Olivia's getting out 3 hours early.
Right.
And meanwhile, they just were out, well, the private schools were out on Friday because it was a teacher day. I don't know when these kids go to school, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder what's going on here. I mean, you know, when I was young, we would have to just walk through that tornado. You know what I mean? It's like now they're getting everybody out, which is, you know, you want to be cautious. But at the same time, I don't remember getting out for stuff like this.
I would think
is this
that
a new thing?
If you're holding a teacher day, shouldn't that be on Saturday? Shouldn't the priority be the
you
students?
You would think.
You
not
know?
Here. Back here, Sean. Anyway, so like you said, everybody be careful today. We will talk about the latest coming out of Iran. Obviously, many people were saying over the weekend, or there were rumors that were sparked, that the Prime Minister of Israel had died, that he posted a video showing that he did not die. I thought that was very interesting, but I did see where people were saying that he did have a bad bout with the flu, and he was bedridden. So maybe that's what was going on. I don't know, but he did make a video. He was pretty sarcastic in the video.
Now they got the, Khamenei in Moscow for surgery. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
We were talking early this morning with Kristen that the number of fake news AI videos that are out all over X now, you really, unless it's coming from a reputable, reliable source, you really have to question it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This happened to me last week, Sean. I don't know if you heard, but that FBI warning that supposedly went out to California about drones off the coast. And this was at ABC News.
Right.
And I talked about it on the show. Then I had to come back the next day and talk about the fact that Caroline Levin said that is not true. That was misinformation. But Gavin Newsom did a video responding to it. I was like, okay, so this must have a little bit of truth to it. Not at all.
Not at all. No, unless it comes from the primary source. I don't believe anything I read.
It's so wild.
Including the Wall Street Journal. I think the Wall Street Journal is just as bad as ABC News.
It's so wild, but you're right. You're right. I'm going to have to confirm it on multiple platforms. Also, we've got Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan DeRocky, First Eye on Annapolis. So join us at 9:35 a.m. There's an update of the Tyler Robinson trial with, of course, the Charlie Kirk assassination.
Right.
And then Governor Wes Moore. We're going to get into the budget.
Budget that was
put forth.
That energy bill, you can now save $12.50 on your utility bill.
That makes a big difference, let me tell you, Sean. $12 makes a big difference. So we'll talk about that. And then also this fight video coming out of Perry Hall.
Yeah, the stabbing.
So we'll talk a little bit
about
that.
Where are the
charges too.
There?
Yeah. I don't know. This is what's so interesting, too. It's because you see this in the video. They're kind of like back in the wooded area there.
Yeah.
Where there no one saw them going back there. I mean, it was a huge group of kids. I don't know. We got lots of questions, but I got so many.
And Billy Murphy surfaced on Friday.
On Friday,
they allowed a protest in the police parking lot.
Oh wow!
At Baltimore County Police Headquarters on the Sam Brown death.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you ought to check that one out.
I will check that out. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Kim. We'll be staying tuned. Always informative and entertaining. And thank God, 9-year-old Tristan King has been found safe after a month-long search. 5.5 months. This 9-year-old boy was missing since last September. Was found on Friday. Following extensive investigation and coordinated use of multiple agencies, the 9-year-old was located safely by members of the Baltimore Police Department at a home in the Curtis Bay area following a tip submitted by the Missing Persons Unit within BPD. And guess what? They worked with federal partners. They worked with U.S. Marshals to find a missing child. Imagine how that might work, working with a federal agency when it comes to solving crimes or, reuniting missing children with their loved ones. Imagine. Gee, if only they could do that with ICE. How about that? That's just incredible, isn't it? My question is, how does a boy, 9-year-old boy, go missing 5.5 months? I'm going to be very interested to find out if there are going to be charges involved here in, obviously, the home he was staying in, Curtis Bay. Had to know it wasn't their child, right? Had to know it. So why aren't they being charged? And anybody else that aided and abetted in the kidnapping of this child? We'll wait and see what kind of charges are brought. Stay tuned. Kim is coming up next. And then we're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.